We are out of time. It's 10 o'clock. Neil Rogers is coming up next.
The views expressed on the previous programs are those of the hosts, guests, and
callers. Boy, that Matt Hasselbeck, he's got a live spot, baby.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
The biggest names, the best talent.
Anybody out there, you got a live spot, we'll put you out as a guest on the QAM Sports Show. 560
WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
No George today. George is sick.
Sports Radio 560 QAM brings you special coverage.
What is that? I have no idea. We're not from Tampa, Florida, and we're not doing no special coverage. Screw that. Screw it. Flea is here. No George today.
For some reason, the AV air isn't firing.
The what?
The AV air is not firing, so I'll have to call an engineer.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Technical problems. We haven't even said hello yet. God.
You get a lot of it.
From Tampa, from the Super Bowl. Bah, 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 bah. It's One Dimensional Radio.
George is homesick today, or playing sick. He's out.
Oh, fat ass Rosie, please go away. Find a new way to attack a buffet. Go home and eat your ho-hos till you explode. Just like your fat, fat churning ladies have to bite two seats on a plane. Smelling your fingers that have yellow stain from Cheetos. Can't see your toes. Faster Diggy, who knows? Proud to be fat, disgusting, and pasty. Oi!
Oi! You make the shoved women smile. They like a gal who's fat and sassy. Think smelly fat, so repulsive and vile.
Your body cheese smells like a crapper. After it was occupied by Ed Asner. Need a shoehorn to get into your car. Gush it to M.Y. Oink and squeal, oink and squeal, oink and squeal. Fat lady, living with your lover lesbian. Slobbering and snorting a tree between her knees.
You
potato yeast.
Smells fishy to me.
Laughing up a tuna that's moist and tasty. Hey.
The edited version of a Fat Ass Rosie from Chicken Neck this week. He had to edit out GD. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, you can, because you know you've been around the lot a couple of times. Flea is with us today because George is home pretending to be sick. Oh, everybody in the house is sick. He's been saying that all week, so we knew it was just a matter of time before he would, you know, use that as an excuse. Here's the first email of the day. I mean, not the first in my pile. I've got a bunch of them. Hey, at some point during the 12 o'clock hour, you had a pig on the microphone. Oops, I'm sorry. That was not a pig. That was Neil eating into the microphone. How professional. For shame, Neil. At least learn to chew. Screw you. Not even a fake name on this one. Just another. Supposed to be funny is what it is, and if you have no sense of humor, then don't waste your time listening to the show, okay? If you're going to take everything like uptight, oh, it's unprofessional. They're eating on air. Screw you. Not as unprofessional as these dumb jocks that are like whoring all the media now during Super Bowl week. We had Matt Hasselbeck on the Joe Rose Show this morning who had absolutely nothing to say, provided no insight whatsoever, was inarticulate at best and terminal at worst, but he had a live spot at the end of the interview. When Joe kind of led him into that live spot, I almost slid off this chair. You would have felt it down there. I couldn't believe it. Matt Hasselbeck is the guest, and he's doing a live spot for some vitamin thing or some deal like that. Now, how does that work?
All those guys are getting pimped to be out there at the Super Bowl doing live spots. So if they come on as a guest, they have to do like a live spot for whoever's paying them to be out there.
And what do we get from it?
We get Matt Hasselbeck on the air with us.
Oh, God almighty. Well, now we're talking. And tomorrow we got Drew Rosenstein and Alex Marvez back again. Oh, woo-hoo. I'm going to kill myself right on the air today. I mean, George is out. How can we possibly, even with Flea here, how can we possibly make it through 4 hours without George correcting us on everything we say? That was just a little shot for him taking off today.
Yeah.
And here's an email from John. Holy Schmidt, why is George so inadequate? When you were talking about Dr. Pepper, you were asking who makes it and all that. George should have been Googling that information for you. This is the difference between a good producer and a bad one. George should be on top of things, but it's not George's fault. Neil, you are to blame. You're too easy on George. You need to get on his ass. No thanks. I don't want to do that. He also has a condescending way of talking down to the audience, like when he was explaining elevators. Oh, he is such a pseudo-intellectual, it says. Please, George, you're not an expert on elevators, so stop with your holier-than-thou attitude as you explain things to us. How do you like that? Pseudo-intellectual George. Condescending, talking down to the audience. Well, George does know a lot of crap. I mean, useless crap, but he's like a walking encyclopedia of crap.
Yep.
Have you discovered that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, elevators. You're the average schmuck on the street, you'd say, well, what's the deal with an elevator? Explain to me the ins and the outs and the ups and the downs and the floors and how far apart they are. And they would look at you like, are you crazy or what? Now, do you have a thing with elevators? Do you have any problem with them? Because I don't.
No, I'm good with elevators.
I mean, I still once in a while have this thing about when the elevator opens up, and in the back of my mind is this thing, I'm going to take a step out and I'm going to be stepping into space. The elevator isn't going to be at a floor. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like a phobia. I'm not nervous about elevators. I use them a zillion times every day. It's just something that once in a while pops into the back of my mind. Like, oh, gee, I hope I'm stepping onto terra firma as opposed to, like, in a black hole. But then again, we have 617 votes on the poll. And, of course, leave it to Charlie B to phrase the poll. I don't know. I just want to kill some people is what I want to do. Wouldn't you like to have a free day? One day in your lifetime where you just go out and kill anybody you want?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, God, what I wouldn't give to do that. I mean, Charlie B, the Dow's up 93 points, by the way. Anybody care? Anybody still invested in that crap?
No.
Put some lipstick on this pig. It's the new economy. You're not the only... Yeah, right. What would your critique be if Neil allowed it on the air? See, that last part there, if I allowed it on the air, if I didn't want to allow it on the air, I wouldn't have done the poll, Charlie. I mean, that's just stupid. The implication being that, oh, well, Neil's not going to allow any criticism on the air. I'd say a good half of the emails, maybe more than that I read on the air, are like ripping and tearing, because those are the ones that generally are entertaining. What would your critique be if Neil allowed it on the air? No complaints, 286. Almost half the audience have no complaints. And in South Florida, that's quite an accomplishment.
That's
no
shocking.
Complaints. George, 76. Of those who list a complaint, George is number one. So that'll teach him to be out sick today. The repeating stream archive commercial 64. And let me say it again. We can't do anything about it. I don't know. I don't want to hear about it again. Not enough calls, 61. Too bad. Neil's not in Miami, 40. Too bad, although it's snowing like the end of the world here. We're going to have like 10 inches of snow by the end of the day today. It is snowing like hell. No Woodbine today. Save me some money. Good. Neil's mailing it in, 35. Well, you know the cost of postage, man. It's going up all the time. Too many fake emailers, 27. Eating on the ear is 15, like that email. Real unprofessional, Neil. For shame. Yeah, shame on you. Too much slot talk, 15, which is interesting because we almost never talk about that. And too much food talk, 5. I don't think there's such a thing as too much food talk.
I agree.
Because the audience eats it up, so to speak. Oh, Tracy and Kendall says, what a poll idea. The best live performance you've ever seen. I think we've done that. Tracy with another one. And it's the same thing all over again. Well, thanks, Tracy. Once would have been sufficient. Have a nice day. Thank you so much. Why do people do that? Why do they send it things more than once?
Mm.
Are you eating?
No, of course not.
Oh, it sounded like you were talking with the food in your mouth.
Absolutely.
Something in your mouth.
Absolutely not.
Oh, don't start like George now. In fact, tomorrow's Thursday. We've got E. Corsini coming, and I'm sure George will be back on Thursday for a free lunch.
Oh, for sure.
Wouldn't you think? Yeah. Then he'll probably be out sick again on Friday. He'll have a relapse. Well, no, he can't be because is he going to be at Gulfstream this Friday?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. He's not there this Friday.
No. Well, like I said, they'll probably be out sick again Friday. Although we do have the handicapping thing. How come we don't have like a liner, an ongoing promo about the Pick the Pony contest?
Oh, we do. That runs outside of your show.
Oh. Well, why would we want to run it outside of the show?
What?
When it's primarily for the people who listen to the show.
Maybe there's some people that listen outside of your show that don't listen to the show yet. Maybe.
Oh, you've been hanging around with Joe Bell too long. I mean, that is a shocker. Yeah, it's possible. There might be one or two. And then the people who you're talking about, they're not going to listen to the show. This is not a sports show. They want to hear Matt Hasselbeck doing live spots for some hocus-pocus stuff.
Yes.
So in other words, all these jocks have got, like, their own sponsor, and they're going around hawking some sponsor on all their interviews?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Oh, what a whore business. And here we thought prostitution was illegal. I mean, I've always said this is a whore business, but now we've taken it to a brand new level. God, a whore business. And DeFlee says we can talk about the fact the station is moving down the street. It's not a big secret.
It's not a secret as far as I know.
It sounds like a cost-cutting measure to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Let's cut this and let's cut that. Let's cut the crap is what I say. You better get a hold of your buddy Jolly Joe and sit him down and have a heart-to-heart talk. Look him in the eye and say, don't you understand what is going on here, you idiot, you fool, you moron, you jackass? That's what you ought to say right off the bat. For starters.
Okay.
And then after he says, you're fired, after that, see if he'll give you like a personal loan. Has he got a lot of money?
I would imagine he's doing okay.
No, but I mean, is he like a wealthy guy like Greg Reed, or is he like more in the schlepper class?
He lives a very modest life, so maybe he has a lot of money in the bank.
No. In other words, he's cheap. Lee Flea says that Joe Bell is cheap.
I like to use the word thrifty.
Yeah, tight as a snare drum. So it's a good thing I looked at my emails this morning because I'm sitting here around, 8:15, thereabouts. And I come across one from Lee. It says, I'm not sure if George contacted you, but he's out sick today. No, he did not contact me. He did not contact me. It's a damn good thing you sent this to me. Otherwise, I'd have been sitting here until 9:25 wondering, where the hell is George and what's going on? And I would have been calling him, too, and probably waking him up out of a deep slumber where he shacked up in some flea bag hotel with some hooker somewhere, with some slut. See, he blames it on everybody else in the house being sick, but I think it's his decadent lifestyle with all the drugs and all the hookers, the cheap floozies. I think the Lord is punishing George.
Oh, God!
Is what it is. But he'll be back one of these days. And I hope he's back tomorrow, not only just because the free food is coming in, but because he's winning the poll. Other than no complaints, which that's nice. 45.6% of the audience have got no complaints. Of course, that's not counting the people who are already long gone.
Right.
Is there some way we could put on there too much Joyce?
I think we can do that.
Too much censorship.
Too much censorship.
Can you put that on there? Are you capable of doing that?
I guess can
you
do that. Are. Doing it right
now. All around guy. It's good to have an all around guy like this. Although the last all around guy we got was Miguel Escobar, and he got canned and went across the street because he was like, "Oh, look at this! Jimmy Syphilis says your horseball station is going down the drain." You are destined for James Crystal Radio. This guy coming from a guy who's got a 3 share, and it's not even, of course, really him, but nevertheless. News Radio 610 is the highest rated AM station in the market. You can spread all the false rumors you want, but the format is staying put. Liberal talk isn't getting any numbers. This is why Cheap Channel is considering flipping 940 back to Fox Sports. This move will water down already saturated format in the market. Your numbers will continue to fall till they're fractions. Oh, thanks, Jimmy. Jimmy's now also a ratings expert. Here's one that says, George is not sick. He's trapped in an elevator somewhere. Maybe he's getting the shaft. Oh, here's another poll. You never put this one up. How much credit card do you have? That's a good poll ID. You like that?
Oh, I like that one a lot.
Shirley says, I tried to give George a winning ticket. The Gulfstream Handicrapper also picked the same horse. Yeah, but you know what, Shirley? The horse didn't win, see? We appreciate you giving George the ticket.
By the way, he'll be back out there February 20th.
February 20th? Well, that's a long ways away.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's got to save up some money to gamble in between now and then.
You call that a format?
Water rushed in and went right up to my knees. Thought I was in the sky above. Now I'm in a submarine. Water's cold, freezing my toes. A bag of blue diamond nuts is floating by my nose. Underneath the Hudson I could see a riding fork to hold his feet in a bucket of concrete. Lucky for me, I can take a stroll along the wing thanks to a flock of stupid geese that made the water rush in.
10:19 at 560 WQAM. Here's Mama B's complaint. It says, my complaint is that your show is not as Jewy as it used to be when you used to eat all that Jew food.
Oi!
Well, that's because, number one, I'm not down there, and number two, we don't eat, we can't get food on here. Because your buddy Joe Bell is a hard-ass, an idiot. Is that his goal, is to make that's what I think his goal in life is, to make all the people around him as miserable as possible. Because he does things that are inexplicable. I mean, that whole thing about not having people bring free food in on the air, that's one of the very few perks of working in this business. And anybody that's ever been in the business for more than 5 minutes knows that. Surely Flea knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Free food, baby. That's where it's at. In addition to which, even if I were down there, most of the Jew food places like the Villa Deli, long gone. They used to bring us food. See, IOD was the place. I mean, Zeta, I did pretty good on free food. And even INZ and WNWS, I think. I don't remember if we could eat on the air back then. But IOD, we ate on the air like pigs. And INZ in the morning. Early, we had a place that used to make us cheeseburgers at 8:15 in the morning. Really good cheeseburgers. I forget where the hell it was.
I remember when I used to listen to you in Tampa. I used to be eating all the time.
Yeah. In Tampa?
When you were on SUN.
Oh, God. Boy, I was in a good mood this morning, too, in spite of losing my ass yesterday, in spite of all the snow. But Tampa? So you were in Tampa at that time?
Yes.
Doing what?
I was working at 98 Rock in Tampa.
Doing what?
Started doing nights. I did mornings for like 2 years.
Now, were you a Lassiter listener?
Yeah.
My protege.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a shame about him. Every time I start thinking about my diabetes and losing my feet and my eyes and kidneys and croaking early, I start thinking about Blabo. And I'm thinking about that blog. Did you ever read any of the blog, the entries that he wrote?
No, I don't like blogs.
I don't either. I started one on the MySpace thing, and I wrote one or two entries, and then I thought, what do I need to have a blog for when I got 4 hours to BS on the air every day? What do I need a blog for?
Right.
I don't get that. Like Tom Jicka. Now, there's a guy. Little Tommy's got a blog at the Sun Sentinel, and I don't know why, because he writes a column there.
Yeah, but nobody reads the newspaper anymore.
No, I understand that, but certainly nobody reads his blog. Can you imagine going online to read the Tom Jicka blog?
No. How about Greg Cody's
blog? He writes stuff in there that he doesn't have the balls to write in the regular column. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like opinions.
Greg Cody, too. I would never read his blog.
Greg Kotex?
Yeah, he's horrible.
Well, yeah. That's why he's across the street. He's just another one of the shills. You do understand that there's this sports fraternity, all these. It's sick. It's like a sickness. And they just all keep showing up. Like up here, it's the same thing. All these talking heads, they appear on all the different channels. The same people. The same 10 people. Bill Waters and Nick Kyprios was a horrible hockey player. By the way, the Leafs are the worst hockey team in history. Panthers, nice win last night over the Flyers, 3-2. And the Leafs lost in Minnesota 6-1. They're an abortion. I think they're going to be, huh?
My Lightning won yesterday.
Your Lightning?
That's rare. They're
all
terrible.
All of a sudden, they started to pick it up a little bit lately. Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing about the Leafs. There ain't nobody like Luke Shen. Oh, my God. Hey, Luke. Maybe Luke will come over for lunch today. You think?
No.
There he goes again, starting with that faggery, with that fag talk. Well, you got to have something. If you can't win any games, you got to at least have somebody on the team that looks good, you know? He's a hell of a player. Luke Shen. You know him? You don't know your hockey at all, mister. You don't know squat.
No.
Well, that's because, unfortunately, nobody out there cares. I wonder, I saw a little bit of the game last night, the Panther game, but it was kind of hard to tell what the crowd was like, whether it was, like, packed or whether it was, it should have been, for the Flyers. And it was a pretty good game from what I saw.
Yeah.
Geldy was all, oh, don't go picking out Geldy again. He's a great talent, and you just need to take him under. Did you hear that thing we had yesterday about Geldy?
No, I did not.
Oh, what an email that was. About how if we had any class, we would take him under our wing and teach him. Oh, no. The celebrity columnist who created the New York Post gossip, he paid $6, died at his Manhattan home. James Brady was 80. That's old enough. He worked until his death on Monday. The cause of his death hasn't been announced. His last column will appear February 15th, featuring actor Kevin Bacon. How do you like that? I never heard of the guy, but we certainly all know Page Six, right? Even the Goyim know about Page Six. Here's a question. Hey, do you change the kind of tires on your car in the winter? No, I do not. And I don't drive in the snow, so that should answer your question. Do I change the kind of tires in the winter? I mean, that's one of the biggest scams, you know, all-weather tires and winter tires and all that other chains. It's a scam. I mean, like on a day like today, am I going to drive today? I'd have to be a lunatic. I'd have to be a crazy person. I should be committed if I would drive on a day like this with 10 inches of snow falling. Bugsy says, Neil, you seem very uncomfortable when you say a-hole and really want to say the whole phrase. I would humbly suggest Goldie's gawk soundbite and then you verbally say, for example, you gawk hole. Oh, God. Here's another guy telling me how to do the show. I'm not the least bit uncomfortable saying a-hole. We got 666 votes, 666 on the poll right now. And six already, you just added on there, six already say too much Joyce, too much censorship is their complaint. Although George is still leading the way with 79 votes. Why do they hate George so much?
I don't know.
Because he's condescending?
A little bit.
Because he talks about things that nobody cares about, like roller skating and sign language?
Maybe a little.
I don't know what it is. Maybe we'll take a separate poll on that someday. When George is here, of course, not when he's out pretending to be sick. Did he sound sick to you? Did you speak to him, or did he just send you a message?
It was just text.
Oh, I didn't even get that. I mean, like yesterday I got a text saying running late. You know, he'll send me text messages running late, whatever. Had to go back home, had to do a deuce, had to do something. But today, on the days when he's out sick, he tells everybody else in the world but not me. I think he fears the response, you know. Like, I know you're faking it. I mean, I wasn't faking it that day when I couldn't talk, when I had that bad cold 3-4 weeks ago, whatever it was. And I was like, scratchy and couldn't speak. And I went to Woodbine. And what's wrong with that?
Well, he's taking these Airborne, which is crap to begin with. And I just noticed on the bottle it expired 109. Maybe him sick.
So it just expired this month? So what's the big deal with that?
I don't know.
I've taken medication that expired 2-3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. You really buy into that? You really believe that crap? Come on, Flea boy. Smart Jewish guy like you and you're believing crap. That's just to peddle more stuff. That's like having that jerk on we had this morning, Hasselback, pretending he's on to talk about the Super Bowl. He's on to peddle some crap. That's all. He's on to make a buck.
Yes.
Aren't these guys getting paid enough, these dumb jocks, without coming on and whoring our radio station and driving the audience away? Destroying what little we got left? My God, Matt Hasselback, my ass.
I like naked guys.
Well, happy good morning, Mickey Mouse's office. This is Goofy speaking.
Good morning, Goofy.
Oh, boy.
It's Walt Disney's president and CEO, Robert Iger.
Yeah, I know who you are, sir. Why do you say your title every time you call?
Do I?
You do.
Oh. Can I talk to the boss?
Please hold.
Hello?
Good morning,
Hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Sir?
Hello? Who is it? I can't hear anything. Hello?
Sir?
Iger?
No, sir. It's Bob Iger.
Hello? I can't hear you.
No, sir. The president and CEO of the company.
Oh, numbnuts. Where are you? You sound like you're on a cell phone.
Sir, I'm calling for my cell phone.
I just said that. I mean, where are you?
Well, you know I'm on vacation, right?
Vacation again? Do you ever work? How many weeks vacation do you get? I thought we cut everybody back to 2 weeks.
No, sir, that was the Citadel Corporation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They screwed their radio people pretty good.
That's right.
But how many weeks do you get?
Well, my contract says I get 18 weeks.
18 weeks? That's a whole NFL schedule.
Well, sir, don't you get 18 weeks?
I go where I want to go when I want to go, but I don't call it vacation because I'm always working. The wheels are always turning. Where are you?
Willow and I are skiing in Aspen.
Willow and I are skiing in Aspen? Do you know what a turd that makes you sound like? You big blowhard turd.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure if it's my cell phone, but it sounded like you called me a turd.
A blowhard turd. It's working fine. You can hear me.
Well, sir, how are you doing this morning?
I'm not doing well, Iger.
It's Iger, sir, and why is that?
Because I just reviewed your compensation package from last year. Do you know what we paid you?
Yes, I do, sir.
And you don't feel bad?
Oh.
$51.1 million! That's more than the GNP of Afghanistan!
Sir, I love your political humor.
It's not
You're
funny.
Just like a...
It's not funny.
What?
I'm not laughing.
Well, sir, I did turn down the $2.4 million shareholder bonus.
Well, let's throw a parade. I'll tell you what. You give me back the $51.1 million, I'll give you the $2.4. How's that?
Ooh,
why don't you give back some of that vacation time? 18 weeks. You got 10 more weeks than Mickey Rourke's whole movie.
Sir, I don't...
You're stuttering, Eisner.
It's Iger, sir.
You're stuttering. Like Stuttering John.
What?
That grungy half a that used to be on with Stern.
Oh.
Come on, get your words to come out.
Okay.
Why can't we do more movies like Paul Blart, Mall Cop? That's brilliant.
Sir, you made fun of that movie for weeks.
I did not.
You did so,
I did
sir.
Not.
Sir, you made fun of
did
the...
not.
Sir, you...
Did not.
Sir, you made fun...
That's cinematic brilliance. It's a cop in a mall without a gun, played by Fat Kevin James. Why can't we do more things like that?
Sir, are you only saying that because it had an opening weekend of over $30
million? $33.8 million? That's not even as much as you made last year!
Sir,
apologize. Apologize to the people.
The people of...
People of the world. Apologize for taking so much money. Apologize. Do it.
I apologize.
Louder.
I apologize.
Louder.
I apologize?
I apologize for what?
For
being a big blowhard turd. Say it. I apologize for being a big blowhard turd. Say it. I'm waiting.
I apologize.
Uh-huh.
For being a blowhard turd.
A big blowhard turd. You forgot big.
I apologize for being a big blowhard turd.
Say hello to Willow. Hey, does she still have that scar on her right thigh?
How do you know about that?
Okay, 10:36 of QAM. See, those people who hate the Mickey bits, they keep coming up with new ones now just to aggravate them. I thought that was kind of cute.
I like the Mickey bits. I like them. Yeah.
Well, see, Flea likes the Mickey bits, so that, you know, it's good enough for Flea. It's good enough for you guys. Here's the poll results so far. 682 votes. What would your critique be if Neil allowed it on the air? I mean, what does that last part mean, Charlie B? You simpleton, you. No complaints, 305. George, 79. George up to 80 now. He just got another one. George is out sick today, by the way, if you're just sitting there dying. Where's George? Where's little George? He's out sick. He's out pretending to be sick.
He did just call me, though, and he did sound sick.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he call you for?
Make sure everything was okay.
Well, what does that mean?
Just wanted to make sure everything was all right, I guess.
Yeah, we're surviving somehow, George. We're getting it done. The repeating stream archive commercial 69. Not enough calls, 63. Neil's not in Miami, 48. Neil's mailing it in, 36. Too many fake emailers, 28, like the fake Jimmy Syphilis we heard from before. Too much slot talk, 16. What about the quarter slot guy? Eating on the air, 15. Too much censorship, too much Joyce, 14. And too much food talk, only 6. Wait till you hear this story. Well, you're not going to be all that. It's just pathetic. Lawyers agreed Christian high school case would apply to California private schools. Schools can expel students who seem gay, appeals court rules. A A California appeals court ruled yesterday that a Christian high school can expel students perceived to be lesbians, upholding a 2008 lower court ruling that there were no triable elements to the case. The 4th District Court of Appeals in Riverside on Monday upheld California Lutheran High School's right as a private religious organization to exclude students based on sexual orientation. The ruling was released late yesterday. The two 16-year-old girls sued the school for expelling them on the basis of a bond of intimacy characteristic of a lesbian relationship under a California discrimination law. They were a little bit too tight, so to speak. It's almost as like we could roll the clock back 20 or 30 years of progress we made in this area, Kirk Hansen, the girl's attorney, told the L.A. Times. Basically, this decision gives private schools the license to discriminate. No. While the court called its own decision narrow, lawyers on both sides of the case said it would likely protect private schools, whatever that means, beyond simply the Christian school and lawsuit from anti-discrimination suits. A California appeals court ruled that The 4th District Court of Appeals in Riverside Monday upheld California Lutheran School's right as a private religious organization to exclude the students. John McKay, attorney for California Lutheran, says the school's goal is to educate based on Christian principles, which doesn't include being a couple of dykes. Couple of lezzies, couple of bull dykes. Isn't that what religion's all about anyway? Is like hatred and discrimination and bigotry and killing people?
Seems to be.
Right. So there you go. What's wrong with that? Makes sense to me. If it's based on religious principles. Where's the one about Brandon? Yeah, we got a hate email about Brandon. I'll get to that after the break. And also an email from Brandon. So they're going, oh, it's Brandon this and Brandon that. Who the hell's Brandon? Oh, some of you people, man, are just... How would you like to have to live with some of these people?
No, thanks.
Oh, my God. Rob says, winter tires are an excellent alternative to all-season radials. Softer compounds made by Superior Rubber Companies make ice driving easy. You should ask some of your hockey boys who live in the north, says Rob in Clarkston, Michigan. Well, Rob, I hate to break the news to you. I don't have any hockey boys. Although maybe Luke Shen will show up here this afternoon for a gay old time. But I'm not. Do you have any idea how much the tires cost on the vet? Those big, gigantic, wide tires, the ones that never go flat? I mean, they will go flat, but you can drive like 500 miles on a flat. You know the tires I'm talking about, the Goodyears?
Yes.
Well, they cost a fortune. So I can only imagine what winter tires would cost for a Corvette if they even make such a thing. I don't know. I'm sure some maven in the audience will let me know. I'm not going to do that. Like on a day like today, if I were going to risk my life, I'd call my cab guy, my lesbianese cab guy, and he would drive me. And even he, I'm sure, wouldn't want to go out there today. When there's snow and ice and black ice on the road, man, forget it. Stay home. Go to the Chinese, no speaky English market, and buy a few goodies, some junk food, and stay inside and watch TV all day. Isn't that a good idea?
Sounds good to me.
Or listen to I could come in here and listen to all the great sports shows on QAM.
Oh, God, Neil.
What President George W. Bush is thinking right now.
George, you better hurry or we'll miss the inauguration. George?
Man, I love Lucky Charms. They really are magically delicious food. I bet I could catch that leprechaun if he wouldn't hide in a cave in Pakistan.
Oh, that's it?
Wow.
God, what a short bit. How long was that? One moment, please. 21 seconds. Can you believe that?
No, not really.
Oh, well, anyway, it killed 21 seconds. 10:46 at QAM. Let's take a look at the rest of the schedule for Wednesday. We got the Big O at the Super Bowl. The Big O with his 1-1 share. He's really
rock solid.
In fact, Flea was saying before the show today that he's killing Mandich, the Big O. Is that what you were saying?
Something like that.
Mad Dog at the Super Bowl 4-7. Of course, we've had a succession of lead-ins for Mandich that are unsatisfactory, that have no numbers at all. We had that, and then we had that, and then we had coming at ya, and now we got
rock solid.
This Mandich at the Super Bowl 4-7, and then we got Dolphin tonight at the Super Bowl from 7-8. That won't help. That show is beyond help. And then 8-11, it's the DA show, which also Flea was saying his a horrible lead-in and being on at night with no signal. Those two things contribute to having a at 9 o'clock. How is it possible to look at hours and see that there's nobody listening that hour?
I don't know.
Doesn't your good friend Joe Bell, doesn't he, like, raise his eyebrows and, like, fart a little bit when he sees that?
I would hope so.
Well, I mean, you know, you have all these conversations with him. You and he are, like, tight as a drum. What is his comment about that?
It's the signal.
Oh. Here's one about Joe Rose. It said, why didn't Joe ask Matt Hasselbeck why his bubble-headed wife is such a Bible-thumping, crazy person? Huh. I probably would have been outside the parameters of the sports ass-looking fraternity. They just don't do that to each other. They're on there like to kissy-kissy and get the live spots on, baby. Get the spot on there, Matt. I still can't believe that. I mean, I know I've heard other guys, like Rosenhaus. He's got his own spot, right?
Yes.
And who else? Who of the other people we have chronically on the air destroying the audience, who else brings in a spot?
I can't think of any others. The rest get paid.
The rest get paid.
Like Kurt Herbstreit?
Kirk Jerkstreet gets paid to be on the air.
Absolutely.
By us.
I would think so.
By this radio station that's firing people left and right, that's making cutbacks, and that's moving down the street so we can all be in the same building to cut back costs.
I think Marino comes with spots.
Oh, yeah, Marino. I think Joe actually goes over to the house and services Danny Boy. you do understand how tight those two are, have been for years. They still take showers together.
Wow.
And not just after the game either. Here's one, ripping George an ass. It'll teach you to be out sick today, George. Putting aside the fact that George is a boring, I'm always right snob who is probably gay. No, he's not. And believe me, he has no reason to be a snob about anything. You always say other people should not be on the air because they don't have a good voice. Well, George's voice is terrible for radio. He almost has a magical power to put people to sleep in seconds with just the sound of his voice. Well, that's something. We have a lot of insomniacs out there, a lot of old farts who can't sleep. Boy, look at the snow, man. It is just, oh, nasty. And, of course, the northeast of the U.S., thankfully, we're not getting the ice, the mix, you know. But in the northeast and even in the south, like Arkansas, and they're getting snow and rain mix. Freezing rain. Oh, boy. You ever drive on that?
No, I have not.
Have you ever driven on black ice where you think it's just a dry road and all of a sudden, oh, gee, I'm, like, sliding a little all over the road?
No.
Don't do it. I didn't see anything about tires for my snow tires for the Corvette. All these people, oh, you ought to do this. I don't see anything about it. I'm looking on there. I see nothing about it. Oh, here's one of the dumbest things I ever read. Good morning. I heard on Fox that Palin is switching to become a Democrat. You think she and Hillary will run in 4 years together? Oh, yeah. She's switching to become a human being, Sarah. But I'm sure that the people at NBC, at SNL, would love to have her back. Their ratings were never higher. Tom in Madison, Wisconsin says, you pee and moan about Tampa. He doesn't say pee, but I can't say the word that you put on the air.
That's right. You'll get suspended.
You pee? No, I will not.
No.
Well, no, in this context, I could actually use it, but I'm not going to do it. You pee and moan about Tampa, but I discovered you on WSUN. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Every year I spend 2 weeks on Siesta Key sitting on the beach and watching spring training games. Those were the days. Being from Madison, Wisconsin, 2 weeks in Florida is great after all the cold and snow. When I discovered you on the Internet, I was ecstatic. I listen all day, every day at work. Makes the day go by quick. Thanks for being on the net, Tom Maher in Wisconsin. Who does, in Madison, he doesn't even have any complaints about the streaming spots on there that repeat over. He's just happy to hear the show. Well, see, there's one good reason to be on SUN, is that this guy discovered the show.
And by the way, they do make snow tires for a Corvette.
Did you Google it?
Yeah, winter 240 Pirellis.
Yeah, and how much are they?
It doesn't say, but I'm sure they're expensive.
Yeah, the ones I got on there now, just the regular tires, are like $350, $400 a piece. So I would imagine winter tires cost, and it's already the end of January. You got February, and then you got maybe March, all depending on the groundhog, you know. And then it's back to regular dry tires. And what do you do with tires? What do you do with them when you get winter tires?
I have no idea.
What do you do with your regular tires? Do they store them for you at the tire place? Or, I mean, what do you do with them? You sure don't have room for them in the trunk. And, of course, the Corvette doesn't have any trunk anyway. So What the hell am I going to do with them? Where am I going to stick them?
Wreck them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Nick says, enough with the elevators, please. Think your recent onslaught of negative emails inspired me to write in, so here it goes. Oh, sure, keep writing negative crap. That's fine with us. Makes it very entertaining. I tuned into your show at the beginning of today's show, meaning yesterday, and you were going on and on about some guy named Brandon and his nightmares about elevators and his fear of elevators, and Brandon this and Brandon that, elevators this, elevators that. For a second, I looked at the dial to make sure this was 560. I wouldn't have known it was the Neil Rogers show if I hadn't recognized your voice. What is this? Who is Brandon? Why should I care about his dreams? Why should I care about some random listener? No more Brandon. Enough. Get out of my life, Brandon. Get out of my life. And the Neil Rogers show. After that, I just shut off the radio and thought to myself how the mighty have fallen. I couldn't believe this was the Neil Rogers show. Oh, yeah. Oh, and speaking of nightmares, I had a nightmare today. I dreamt that I tuned into 560, and instead of the Neil Rogers show, they were airing Dream Talk with Neil and George. Please, no more dream analyzing, it said. Well, that was the topic. It was on the poll, okay, you idiot. Real idiot. And Brandon is one of our longtime regular listeners and contributors, and he doesn't send chronic complaints like this. Bah, bah, bah. He contributes to the show, which is what the emails are for. Not, oh, if I can't call in, where do I register my complaints? This isn't Complaint Line, okay? That's not the name of this frickin' show, Complaint Line, which is what most of you idiots want to do. Bah, bah. So we gave you the poll today to register your complaints. No more dream analyzing. It was a one-day topic, okay? God. And here's one from Brandon now. He says, now that you brought him up, you have to play Blobo, a classic. Okay, I'll play it. Blob L. It's called Blob L. Get it right, Brandon. And who the hell are you, Brandon? Brandon this and Brandon that. Ba 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 ba. How about when I mention Mama B? He emails 85 times a day. What's wrong with that? And contributes some good stuff usually. Now, Jimmy Dworsky, on their hand, oh. Don't take it personally, Jimmy, if you're still listening, but good God. Here's a Bubba spy report, still saying he's great, everything is about him, and bitch this fag that, and dropping Hulk Hogan's name like you drop your pants to take a Joyce. I guess that's his main topic, is Hulk Hogan.
Yes, they're buddies.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan is as boring as dog duty. Man. You ever see that reality show that he's on?
Hogan Knows Best.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, my God, is that a horrendous show. Well, they're all horrendous.
And by the way, those tires would cost you $335 each.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's U.S.
Yes.
So about $400 Canadian each. $1,600 for tires that I'm going to use for a month and a half. I don't think so, and I'm not going to be using them that much anyway. See, I pick and choose my spots. I drive on the days like, was it yesterday? See, that's what happened. No, yesterday I took my cabbie. The day before and the day before that. Monday and Sunday, I drove. Sunday morning, Monday night. And that's because the roads were nice and dry and there was not a lot of traffic early Sunday morning and Monday evening. This town's like a ghost town now anyway because everybody's out of work. It's a depression, baby. Everybody's getting canned. Oh, brother.
Or they're in Hallandale.
No, you see, you're confused again. Those are the French Canadians. They're not from Toronto. They're from Montreal and Quebec, eh? You don't understand. Don't be blaming those people on us.
Okay, sorry.
Those are the freaking frogs, the slime of the earth, the subhuman slime balls. God. See, I can't believe that a guy like you is that unaware that you lump in all Canadians with the French Canadians. Do you know how insulting that is?
My bad. I apologize.
10:56 at QM. Flea is with us because George is pretending to be out sick today. George will be back tomorrow because we have great free food coming in. And Joe Bell won't let him get the free food the other days of the week. I bet you George is really PO'd now that Wayne Arnold's is open again, and Wayne has offered to bring in all the free food that George wants, like he used to back in the day. We used to get all kinds
Shannon,
of food all the time.
Okay? I can hear you fine. Shannon, how are you? Joe Rose, man, nice to be with you.
What is that?
That
should not be going over the air.
How you doing?
What
doing
is that?
And, I get
that is Joe Rose.
Joe Rose doing an interview, and it's bleeding on the ear?
Yeah, I better go tell those guys.
Yeah, you better tell those guys to shut the pot or do something. Oh, my God.
Oh, you are, I know Danny. The 5 years.
Who's that?
Danny, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. Hey, all right, here we go. We're ready to go. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Joining us this
I wonder if he's going to, like, drop a couple F-bombs in here.
Hall of
Kill it! Oh, thank you so much. Okay. Joe Rose is turning into another Jerks. Remember that? Coming at you. Jerks used to do that all the time, and he was always dropping F-bombs.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. 10:57 at QM, we apologize for whatever that. Who was that goofball he was interviewing?
Somebody in Tampa, I don't know.
Somebody illiterate. Hey, tomorrow is no ordinary night. It's one for the record books. It's the night when your Florida Panthers unleash their own brand of take-no-prisoners-in-your-face hockey. Panthers in a playoff spot right now after the 3-2 win over the Flyers last night. They're doing it. It's hockey night tomorrow, and on this night, the roof will rock at the Bank Atlantic Center. Thursday night, January 29, tomorrow, the Panthers take on, speaking of frogs, the Montreal Canadiens, les Habitants.
This is the Neil Rogers Show.
You fairy.
This is your brain.
Any
questions?
What President George W. Bush is thinking...
Oh, and I've already played that 21-second bit. We don't want to play that again, do we?
Have you recently been downsized but aren't sure how to get the most out of your new freewheeling lifestyle? Then subscribe to new Laid Off Magazine.
Laid Off Magazine.
Today in Laid Off Magazine, you'll enjoy monthly features, complete national and local TV and cable listings, plus monthly articles.
Laid Off Magazine.
So if you've been laid off or you're about to be...
Okay, you want to stop the music, please?
What? Look, I'm just not working out. I'm sorry.
It's not
we'll have to let you go.
What do you mean, but
all right, you want to pack up? And the singers? Yes. You're gone, too. That doesn't work either. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bring in a new guy, please. Thank you.
Laid Off Magazine.
Yeah, that's not working either.
What?
I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go.
Oh.
Thanks.
It's 11:02 at 560 WQM. Yeah, that was Joe Rose interviewing Shannon.
Yes.
It's just enough to make you weak. You know, only the strong survive, and I must have an inner strength somewhere hidden. Maybe in my...
Rectum.
I don't know where it is. But, boy, how the hell do you survive this fraternity of idiots and goofballs and illiterates and just retards? How is that possible that we've survived it?
I don't know.
I know you've tried your best to tell Jolly Joe Bell that this format is dead. And especially when 940 flips over to sports. Oh, my God. We're going to have like 600 all sports stations in the market. Sports talk. And, of course, after the Super Bowl this weekend, what's going to happen then? That wall of football comes crumbling down because there ain't any more for months and months and months and months.
Yeah, but we have the combine. We have the draft.
Oh, yeah, the combine. We'll be sending the big to the combine.
Rock solid.
He takes his calipers and he measures the athlete's goods, the junk. Is that what he goes for, to measure their stuff?
I think so.
John in Fort Lauderdale says, not that it's important, but it's the other Hasselbeck football player that's married to Elizabeth, not the one Joe Rose had on this morning, not Matt. There's another Hasselbeck?
Yeah, there's brothers.
Oh. So the other one is married to a crazy Bible-thumping bitch? I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is the one I heard this morning was Terminal. Not, he was no Shannon, though, I'll tell you that. Roy says, now this is a real shot. Now that George isn't here today, they're taking cheap shots at him. I'm not, you know, I don't have to read them. I could, like, just delete them, but that's no fun, you know? Let's see how the poll is coming before we read this one. 725 vote. What would your critique be if Neil allowed it to go on the air? If Neil allowed it to go on the air. Charlie B., you're an idiot. No complaints, 309. 42.6% have no complaints. George, 83. The repeating stream archive commercial, 73. Not enough calls, 68. Too bad. Neil's not in Miami, 51. Even too badder. Too much censorship. Too much Joyce, 38. See, we started with without that one on there, and it's climbing up on the ladder. Neil's mailing it in, 37. Too many fake emailers, 29. Too much slot talk, 16. Eating on the air, 15. And too much food talk, 6. You can't have too much food talk.
No way.
I agree with that.
I hope they bring in that tortellini tomorrow.
Why, are you going to be in there gobbling it up?
I hope so.
We become real popular. The rest of the building hates us like poison Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and especially on the weekend. But Thursday, we're very muy popolare because then the free food comes in. They all come, oh, hi, George, how are you? Oh, it's good to see you. Where's the free food? Even Clarence comes in and steals free food on Thursday. That Nickhead. Now, when are you going to take his job already?
I don't want it.
The hell you don't. That's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you've got your knife sharpened up and you're ready to stab him where the moon don't shine.
Right in the back.
When are you taking the job?
I'd stab him in the front anyway. I'm not taking the job. I don't want it. Too many headaches. And not enough
like
pay.
Like what?
Dealing with the prima donnas.
Well, like what? What does he have to do besides make a schedule, which he can't even do right anyway? He had George on Monday on the schedule.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently manages at the Senior Bowl. He had that on the schedule, too, instead of Super Bowl.
He's at the Senior Bowl today?
No, he's at the Super Bowl, but it had Senior Bowl on there.
Oh. The Senior Bowl's over with already, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't think there are. We had the North-South game, the Senior Bowl, the Junior Bowl, the Sophomore Bowl, the Toilet Bowl. I don't think there are any more college bowl games, are there? I think that's done.
That's it. It's over.
We got the Pro Bowl after the Super Bowl, and then that's the wall of football just vanishes. That protective wall that Joe layered around QAM, his wall of football. I mean, is he really that stupid? You know him pretty well. Is he that dumb?
I don't think he's dumb.
Then why is he doing what he's doing? Spite?
Maybe.
Roy says George is a good example of white trailer trash. Works part-time, always sick from drugs, wife doesn't work, wants things free like a car, and lives in the worst part of Hollywood. Joe B. should lay him off to save money, but I forgot he is your ass kisser. Right. That's why he's got his job, because he's my ass kisser. Right. I mean, the number of times that he agrees with me on anything is so minuscule, you could put it in a thimble and have room for Joe Bell's ass left over. That's how rarely he and I agree on anything. But he's my ass kisser. Attaboy, Joe. Or Roy, whoever the hell I was. Chronic Chuck in Chicago says, don't bother putting snow tires on the vet. Keep it in the garage. $350 a pop. F that. I agree. Screw that. That would be $1,400. That would be a pretty interesting afternoon at Woodbine. Maybe I'll call my cab guy and see if he, if he wants to drive in this. He would go ballistic. He'd go nuts. What do you think?
Sure.
I mean, he's a good driver, but, boy, he gets a little bit panicky. And it's not, see, he's like me. I'm not concerned. In other words, it's not a fear of driving in almost any kind of condition. It's a fear of the other people out there on the road, the crazy people. Like the one that damn near killed me Saturday morning when I was making my U-turn to go get my car washed. Oh, brother, came within a foot of just destroying and ending my life. Flying out of nowhere. Anyway, Chuck says, even with snow tires, with as much power as the vet has and being rear-wheel drive, I think it'll still be a pain in the ass to drive in the wintertime. Right. Be slipping and sliding and dying. I drive in the nasty snow here in Chicago, Chuck says. I have an all-wheel drive truck that has traction control. Basically, the car is smart enough to know when tires are slipping and stop sending power to that wheel. It's pretty darn easy to drive. Audi's Quattro system and Mercedes 4MATIC are similar. I think that was Shannon Sharp that Joe was just interviewing. It sounded like his jive talking, Chuck says. Yeah, I had several emails verifying. It was Shannon. Shannon. It's a fraternity of ass kisses is what it is. It's really, really
gay.
And supposed to be macho men, huh? They're all kissing each other's butt. God.
Rectum.
Shannon. I'll tell you one thing. Compared to Shannon, Geldy is like Walter Cronkite. He's like Westbrook Van Voorhees compared to Shannon. Sean says, this is the Pole Sean. Even you know Pole Sean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sean in Hollywood. Dear Uncle Neil, sorry I'm a day behind, but come on, ripping me because my poll about bands with chicks included individual acts like Avril and Pat Benatar? Picky, picky. No, it's not picky, picky. It's like, you know, if you're going to send polls in, put the right crap on there. Oh, here's a text message from Zumbili somebody. What you need to know about spyware, part one. It's not selling Viagra or Cialis. That's very unusual. Anyway, Sean goes on to say, sorry, okay, here it is. What's your favorite musical act with chicks? You happy? That's not at all the same. You said, what's your favorite band? I found a way to get hours of laughs while you search for movies to download. Go on LimeWire or FrostWire, search for anything. I mean, really, really type in the word anything and get loads of the results. One of the first results I got when I searched for anything was revolting anal something sex. The word is chopped off. Thank God. When I searched for The Exorcist, I got painful, dry anal penetration. A search for Maltese Falcon yielded crack whore raped by ruthless white dudes. It's fun for the whole family, says Sean. Then he says, here's a couple of movies for you. Now give the first one a chance. Sometimes you think you won't like something because of who's in it. Remember, Leo was in The Departed, and that was pretty good. Speaking of which, when Kim Boker walked by Gulfstream the other day, George cranked up the volume right when you said, hey, Kimba, you fairy. It echoed throughout the breezeway, almost smooched up my non-alcoholic beer all over the something next to me.
That was funny.
Was it?
Yeah. Even Kimbo laughed.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment out of a wooden subhuman like him. He's another. He is. I'm not going to say it. Here's the two flicks recommended by Sean. One, Michael Clayton. Even George Clooney couldn't screw up a good story and disturbingly good acting by something and Sidney Pollack and somebody Wilkerson. Who Wilkerson?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Also check out The Third Miracle. Ed Harris is a priest who investigates possible miracles attributed to a woman being nominated for sainthood. The flashback to the last saint he shot down contains some seriously dark stuff, says Sean. Okay, thanks, Sean. Seriously dark.
And Ed Harris is a good actor, too.
He is. He's very good. He was in Glengarry Glen Ross, wasn't he?
I believe so.
No. Was he?
I think he was, yeah.
Get the chalk!
Yeah,
hey, get the chalk! Put me on the Cadillac board!
Jack Lemmon. Too bad he's dead. He still had a lot of good movies left in him. He was great.
He was awesome.
Anybody doesn't like Jack Lemmon doesn't like movies. Well, there's Ally Felching on CNN. He's got the vest on today. She's really looking really macho today. Hey, Ally.
Unclear as to
Ally,
who's going to win this one, but this is not. We haven't done this before.
Oh, God. I bet you've done it before. Here's one from my friend Monty. Hey, baby, you probably didn't catch it last night since the mere mention of her name seems to make your blood boil. But Rachel Maddow interviewed Rod Blago. She grilled his ass good and was reminiscent of Mike Wallace back in his heyday with 60 Minutes. MSNBC would be wise to lock her into a lucrative long-term contract before the boys at CBS steal her away. I still can't understand what your problem is with her. Anyway, I don't like her, okay? I think she's weak on the air, very, very weak. She's a watered-down Keith Olbermann. She's a wannabe. I don't like her. Anyway, the past few weeks, your shows have been great as well. No one can talk up burgers, slots, and harness drivers like the old master. Shine on, you crazy diamond, your friend, Monty. Yeah. By the way, Elmer Conrad says hi. You a big harness racing guy?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, why not?
I know nothing about it.
You wouldn't know Sandy Fisher from Harold Fisher.
Nope.
That's a good poll question, by the way. ¿Quién es más macho, Sandy Fisher or Harold Fisher? 12 minutes after 11 at 560 WQAM. Oh, I'm getting choked up because George isn't here today. Flea's doing his best, but there's big shoes to fill, right?
Absolutely.
Even though George is leading the... But that's just, you know, people taking a cheap shot. That's all you're doing on the poll. Give them an opportunity to take a cheap shot, and there they are.
Some son of a bitch.
Welcome to Hardball on MSNBC. I'm Chris Matthews. I gotta be honest with you. I feel like a little fluffy white kitten who's just been given a warm bowl of milk. I feel like a completely different person since we have our new president, Barack Obama. It's just like on that show Ghost Whisperer with Jennifer Love Hewitt, who plays psychic medium Melinda Gordon. When she looks at Sam, she sees her dead husband Jim's face, because when he died, he jumped into Sam's body. I draw the parallel because when people look at me, they see me, Chris Matthews from Hardball on MSNBC. But when I look in the mirror, I see a little girl in a pink romper, my hair in pigtails, licking a lollipop with like a 2-foot circumference. I feel like Rose from 2 1/2 Men, you know, Charlie's stalker girlfriend. I'm totally in love with a man who doesn't know I'm alive. But it matters not. People say to me, hey, Chris, what about the fact that the Dow plunged to its lowest level in Inauguration Day history? So what? People say to me, hey, Chris, how can we possibly create 4 million new jobs under the Obama administration? I say he can. He's a candy man. He can take a rainbow, wrap it in his side, soak it in the sun and make a gravy lemon pie. I feel like a cherry Pop-Tart that's been baked golden brown to perfection in the toaster oven, and it's just sitting on the counter waiting to be consumed. I feel like Angelina Jolie's underpants. It's a new day. Same old crappy economy, wars, horrible real estate market, endless despair and divisiveness, but now we have a president who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow, and collect a ball of cream. Obama can. Obama can. He's the candy man. I'm Chris Matthews playing Hotball on MSNBC.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise? And then sprinkle it with dew. Obama can. It covers it in chocolate and a miracle or two. You know why? He's the candy man. Yes, he can. The candy man can.
Those are great. Anybody who doesn't like those Chris Matthews bits, I have one thing to say to you. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
You don't like them?
No, I love them. They're actually really good.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
I can tell by that pregnant pause. You don't have to kiss my ass, okay?
No,
if you
hate
those bits, go right ahead and say it. Butch up a little bit.
I actually do like them. I was watching a fax come through. That's why there was a pause.
No. And what did it say anything?
No. Another suggestion for your poll. Too much one-sided politics.
Oh, I see. Call up Rush and tell him about that, okay? Call up Billow and tell him about that. too much one-sided politics. That's why it's the Neil Rogers Show. It's for my opinions, okay? It's for what I think and what I care about, and that's what it's all about. Too much one-sided. Like I'm gonna put a bunch of right-wing idiots on here. Like you guys don't have enough airtime all over the world already. God, what a miracle that Obama won with all the right-wing idiots controlling all the propaganda with Fox fake news 24/7 spewing propaganda for trailer trash. God.
But they're fair and balanced, I thought.
Yeah, unfair and unbalanced. And a nice job on that radio show, too. No wonder Bill O'Hara had to quit the radio show with his point.
Oh,
that James Crystal radio, man, they have got a neck. Boy, I bet you Joe Bell once worked for them. Because they sure know about numbers that start with a...
Oh!
That's their area of expertise. That's Norma Kant's good buddies, the people at James Crystal Radio. I wonder, don't they also own the 640, or is that Cheap Channel? No, I guess that's James Crystal. They got 640 and 850 and all these other marginal stations. And you put them together and they still got them.
Oh!
That's quite an accomplishment. When you can put four numbers together and they still add up to...
Oh!
That's great. Oy Schmoy says, I agree. Rachel's another Keith Olbermann with bigger testicles. One Keith is enough. That's correct. Olbermann's great at what he does. It's very entertaining. He's also one-sided, which I like because he's on the side that I'm on. And he does some really great stuff. And she is like a watered-down, you know, it's that same mentality as like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oh, it was a real big hit on Thursday. Let's put it on 10 nights a week. And look how well that worked out. Oversaturation, baby. Overexposed. That's that whole deal. And she doesn't do it well. She does it poorly, in my estimation. I don't like her. But there's some of you people, oh, you got to like her because she did this and she did that and she gave Blago what for? Good. I'm real happy. That would be quite an accomplishment, making him look like an idiot. That would be like making Sarah look like a moron, which I guess made Katie Couric a great journalist, right? Not. Andrew says, love the show as always. Been listening to you since I was a little kid. My father used to listen to you at KAT. Used to make him angry as hell. I thought that was cool. Been following all these years on the Zetas and IODs and the less glamorous WQAM, too. You were with me in spirit when I sat in my car outside the hospital waiting for my mom to die. You were with me when I was nervously sitting with my wife when she was in labor. You've been there through it all, and I appreciate the countless hours of entertainment you've provided over the years. This is an ass-kissing email. Thank God we got one. I mean, you know, I don't want ass-kissing emails, but one is okay, right?
Sure.
In the midst of all this other... George would remember me. Well, he would, but he's not here today. He's out sick. I'm the guy that started a Neil fan page back in the early days of the Internet when you were on IOD. George helped me out with a lot with content and things. I finally had to take the page down because of all the a-holes writing to me to complain. You don't have any real audio. There's no Java, etc., and all these crazy complaints. Heck, I was just doing a little fan site in my spare time. Stupid, idiotic jerks. Anyway, WIOD had given the show an Internet presence by then, so he didn't need me anymore anyway. By the way, George is probably doing Icy Bong hits today. Go, George. Oddly enough, I, too, relocated to Toronto last October. My wife was born and raised in Richmond Hill, and I'm living here the life of Suds Coleman. Can't tell you how much I appreciate being able to still hear you and George on the net. He's in Richmond Hill, up north, eh? My little slice of home, so to speak. The show is as great as ever, despite the naysayers. You'll probably get mad about this dumb question, but why doesn't some station in Toronto pick you up? Are you serial? So many people here that live in Florida, too, already know and love you. Plus, I think the show would play well here. No, it would not. I would say crap the first time, and right away, off the air with him. They're very... The CTRC makes the FCC look like a bunch of crazy liberals.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. As you know, there's no competition for daytime talk here. It'd be great if I could hear the show in my car. Well, just kiss the ground that you can hear it on the internets. Speaking of which, Toronto winters ruin cars. A Corvette here? I think not. I sold my sports car and bought a Jeep for this weather. Anyway, take care, Neil, and don't blow it all at Woodbine, but do them all on Church, meaning Church Street, which is...
No.
Gay.
Yeah. Much love, Andrew. Thanks, Andrew. There you go. In Richmond Hill. I don't think I've ever been that far north. It's way up up there. Maybe I'll get in my vet today and drive on the 10 inches of snow we're getting. See, my vet stays mostly in the garage in the wintertime. Covered garage. Are you following me or are you just...
That's a good
leave?
Place for it. No, I'm here.
Oh. I just thought there was so much silence there. I thought maybe you left.
What happened to the Mercedes? Did you get that?
It's downstairs.
Okay.
Mercedes, Pontiac. You don't understand. I can't keep going around borrowing people's cars all the time. You just don't get it.
So what do you like better, the vet or the Mercedes?
The vet. Wow. I've been driving Corvettes for 22 years, and you're asking me if there's some other car I like better? I don't like Mercedes. I don't feel comfortable in it. It's like, you first of all, you can't see. I mean, it doesn't have bad sight lines. It has no sight lines. You can't see the fenders when you're driving. So you have no idea whether you're, like, on the... In other words, you look at the lines in the road, and you can't tell where the car is in relationship to the line. Like, if you're on top of it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You can't tell where you are in relationship to the other cars, to the lines on the road, or anything. There's no sight lines. You can't see the fenders. Well, what kind of a car is that? I mean, it's a snazzy, you know, and it rides great on the, like, snow and ice and stuff. But, my God, I like to be able to see where the hell I'm going. The Vette is perfect. Well, it's a pretty small car for a big, fat guy like you. I fit in there just fine. WCBS Channel 2 TV in New York is cutting two members of its sports teams, including Deucey Rogers. He used to be in Miami, Deucey Rogers. Deuces. What kind of a name is that? Deuces. Well, I'm going to go take a Deuces. Deuces Rogers, the station sports director and main sports anchor. Channel 2 in New York is cutting it out. That's what we ought to do, is cut some of the sports people, like most of them. Don't you think?
Sure.
See, the audience thinks that you're just saying that to kiss up, but it's true. You do believe that.
A little bit.
Too many stations talking the same crap, okay? There's only one Super Bowl game, and quite frankly, I don't like either team. I hate the Steelers like poison, and to me, the Cardinals are so overrated. They're like, they're a joke. Overrated.
Yeah.
See, you're just agreeing again. In addition to which, what's his name is a born-again Matt Warner. He's a born-again fanatic.
Kurt Warner, yeah.
What'd I call him?
Matt.
No, I'm thinking of Matt, what's his name, that plays the other quarterback.
Hasselbeck.
From USC. No, not Hasselbeck. The hot-looking kid from USC.
Oh, Leinart.
Matt Leinart. Now, there's a kid that could play on my team, let me tell you. Him and Luke Shen are coming over this afternoon.
Biggest names.
The best talent.
Neil Rogers.
God.
Super Bowl on Sunday might just really be atrocious. With Pittsburgh playing Arizona, the action could be bogus. I'd rather go into the bathroom with a squeeze of lotion. Super Bowl on Sunday might just really be atrocious.
Oh, don't say that. Not on your sports station, man. Your sports insensitive jock sniffing station. 11:31, I just got one of the most amazing emails in history.
Really?
It says, I remember when you drove a Camaro in the snows of Kalamazoo. I just found you on the net. Roger Taylor. Now, that may not mean anything to you or anybody listening. Roger Taylor worked for me at WTPS in Kalamazoo back in 68 and 69.
Wow.
How do you like that? I was the PD, and then I was the general manager, the chief cook and bottle washer, the chief drive to Hazel Park and win some money, a guy. Fat Roger Taylor. I bet he's still fat. How do you like that?
That's crazy.
Shocking. It says, enter the Wayback Machine, Mon. I wonder if it's a good machine. Good hearing from you, Roger, I guess.
You know what machine they had at Gulfstream I thought was weird? They have an eBay machine. Have you seen those?
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
That's strange.
No, in fact, the PR guy was telling us about the eBay machine. And he also said they got some new Wheel of Fortunes in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what?
They expanded the whole slot area downstairs where George normally was.
Good. Well, how come George is such a wuss he wouldn't play any slots when he was on the air the other day?
I don't know.
Come on, George. Butch up a little bit. The guy that's making the big bucks like he is. Here's one that says, if I were you, I wouldn't drive a Vette in the snow just to avoid getting road salt all over it. It says Batman. Batman. And the email address on this is dilutedmaggot@so-and-so. How do you like it? Diluted maggot. Not so diluted, I don't think. Anybody calls himself Batman. Might be a little like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, I run it through the right across the street from Woodbine. There's a gas station with a car wash. And I run it through the car wash. And, boy, by the time I get it, the only problem with that is if you drive it on a slushy day, by the time you get it home, it looks like you never washed it at all. Because it's about a 25, 30-minute drive. But the salt will, of course, the salt's not going to affect. It just looks bad. But it's not going to affect the vent much because it's not metal. It's fiberglass, right? Good thinking, Neil. Thank you. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
But, boy, what a mess it looked like after, driving through the snow and slush. It's enough to make you want to cry. Give out a geschrei. Pooh Boor is here with us today. He always says the F word a few times. Makes him feel better. He says these a-holes complaining about George are the first ones to call him when he's doing the show to tell him what a great job he's doing. F all South Florida phonies, starting with me, he says. Have a happy. I hate South Florida. I'm dying here. P.S. FFF. Well, I feel better now, says Pooh Brewer. Potty mouth. Our kind of guy. Joe says, sucks when you give the option of no complaints on your pool because these losers that don't want to offend you take the easy route out and bail on the pool. That's a bunch of crap. Maybe there are a lot of people out there who enjoy. See, this Joe guy, this idiot, assumes that everybody's got some complaint. Stop giving them this option. No, I'm not going to stop. I'll do whatever the hell I want to do. In addition to which, I didn't make the pool anyway.
Well, they're anonymous anyway. How would they be scared?
Yeah. The purpose of the poll is to get some reaction from them. People who have no complaints are just as interesting as watching paint dry. Jesus Christ, says Joe. Maybe Jesus voted a few times on the poll. How do you know, Joe? Hey, Joe, you blow. Don't you know? Joe Judge says, how are we supposed to slip George drugs with a suit hanging around, meaning at Gulfstream? By the way, anyone who thinks George is pseudo-intellectual needed only to go to Gulfstream and watch him try to juggle his balls during the commercial break. P.S. I hate Jimmy Syphilis. Good for you, Joe. Wow. I'm going to sneeze.
Come on. Nope.
False alarm. Maybe.
Here we go.
Let's kill an hour that way. Building up a sneeze.
That can be the next poll. When will Neil actually sneeze?
Oh, God. P.R. Ralph and Brandon. P.R. Ralph, you're killing me. You're just putting stuff on there. Just garbage. Caca. Brandon says, Brandon this and Brandon that. Remember that email? That was good. If nobody's listening to D.A. and he's on the air for maybe 3-4 hours, what the hell does he talk about? I mean, you can only talk about sports for about 5-10 minutes tops. How many times can you really say the Super Bowl is on Sunday? I've never listened to him, so I could say how he kills time, but it was the same with Eddie Kay. One day I was listening to him for about 5 minutes. It must have been close to midnight, and it sounded like he was reading the crossword puzzle from the newspaper. Well, that's what that was the charm of the Eddie Kay show. You never knew when he was going to read those crossword puzzles. It's like me reading bedtime stories. Boy, they sure screwed him big time. Well, what was the reason for that? Didn't Joe like Eddie Kay?
I'm not really sure.
I know
sure.
He's Jewish.
That happened like when I first got here, so I don't know.
And Hank?
I think they were just tired of Hank falling asleep during his show.
Which, falling asleep during his show?
Which really happened.
What?
That actually happened.
That was funny.
He fell asleep during the show?
Mid-sentence, he fell asleep for about 30 seconds, and Johnny Cope had to wake him up. Now, the great thing, he's such a pro that he popped up, said the time, and out-cued perfectly.
See, you're giving him a big shot, and then you're trying to, like, take it back. You punch with one hand, and then you, like, pat on the head with the other one.
Well, he could be an old pro.
Old, underlying the word old.
Well, he partied too much, too, I think, hanging out at the Cheetah.
Partied too much?
So he was sleepy during his show.
The Humper? I think you mean ate too much. When you get your blood sugar up above, like, 600-700, you start nodding off. Speaking of Roger Taylor from Kalamazoo, there was a fat guy, a fat young guy. Maybe he lost all that poundage over the years. I doubt it. Because when you're fat, when you're young, take it from me, you're fat all your life. Because the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Hey, oh, God.
Make no mistake about it.
That doesn't give Chris much hope.
Fat Chris?
Yeah.
You hear that email he sent me yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Kissing and making up, and he's going to be doing the bedtime stories and on the site in March, and Cordis is an idiot, and yada, yada, like that. You know, stuff we already know.
Mm-hmm.
And about how he can't stand working that. But, you know, it's better than being on the street. Midnight till 5 a.m. or 6, whenever the hell he's doing. How's that show going, the 5 to 6 with Jesse Agler?
Jesse's really good.
Jesse is good. Why the hell they got him buried between? Why don't they put him on from 2 to 4?
I don't know.
I bet you he could get a number in there from 2 to 4 as opposed to these other stiffs they keep sticking in there, you know, who think that they're
rock solid
like that.
Maybe he should do the play-by-play for the Hurricanes.
Is he gonna?
What?
Oh, is he gonna?
No.
Did you just drop a little bomb on us?
No, but he's good enough to.
Well, is penis face getting canned or what? That was the rumor.
No, I haven't heard that.
Zagacki's getting blown out.
No way.
And the definite rumor that Jimmy Syphilitic is getting blown out with the Dolphin games, is that true?
That'd be nice. But no, I haven't heard that.
You haven't heard it?
No.
Certainly well-deserved, I'll tell you that. Oh, and he gives the ball to number 83, and where's he going, and what's he doing? Oh, my God, Jimmy, you are so bad. So, He is the epitome of what the jockocracy is all about, that Cosell warned the world about. Just like when Eisenhower warned the world about the military-industrial complex, Howard Cosell 100 years ago warned everybody about the jockocracy and how they were destroying the fine art of sportscasting. And they've done it. They haven't just destroyed it. They've butchered it. Shannon! Shannon! Right on, Shannon! So when are we going to hear that penetrating interview with Shannon? Tomorrow on the Joe Rose Show?
I would imagine that'll be tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to be sure to miss that.
One-time leader and king of the world, George W. Bush, no longer surrounded by a loyal staff of sycophants, is now on his own and on the beach with his daughter.
What's that over there?
Over there? Huh? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh.
Whoosh, whoosh.
And look at all this stuff I'm standing on.
Yeah, it's soft and gritty on my feet. What's it called?
It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. Everywhere you look. How do they make this stuff?
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rock.
Rocks?
Teeny little pieces of rocks.
How about that? Well, don't that beat all?
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Yeah, it's warm and like, but it keeps slipping through my fingers.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this water?
Water? Can't be water. You told me it was sand.
Very good. This is sand.
Sand is fun.
No, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Okay, 11:45 at QAM. Here's Arthur says, you'll be happy to learn that Larry King had most of his investments with Bernie Madoff and...
Loan me $50.
Yeah, he says. Yeah, we already knew that. Didn't you know that?
Yes.
We heard that. Old news. But nevertheless, thanks, Arthur. We are happy to hear it. Because payback is a bitch. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So Roger Taylor from my Kalamazoo days sends me a picture. You're not that fat, Roger. And he's sitting in front of a microphone. Still fat, still happy, the only left-winger at WKCO, retired, only work part-time. Good to hear you, Roger Taylor. How do you like that? The only depressing part of this is he's an old man now. Let's see, 69, we're talking 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago. So he's got to be damn near as old as I am, an old fart. Oh, God. Isn't that depressing when you see somebody, a picture of somebody you haven't seen in like 30, 40 years?
Yeah.
And they look old, balding. God, scary. Scary, Roger. And, of course, that makes me feel that much older. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The only left-winger at WKZO. I'm sure they got a lot of good Nazis on up there in Kalamazoo. Maybe they can get the kids at Western rioting again, like they were back during Vietnam. They'd take over this, they would take over the whole university. Bill Burkholder, if you don't stop asking me this, you're driving me. He says, Neil, you're driving me crazy. Are you saying Woodvine or Woodbine? Can I speak? Can I articulate? Woodbine with a B. B, 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 as in bitch bastardo, like that. As in Bullschmidt. Are you saying Woodvine? Oh, Bill. God. How is it possible there are so many stupid people out there?
Not sure.
John in Lake Worth says, I'm kind of envious of the heavy snowfall you're having today. Oh, well, we'll ship some down for you, John. I enjoyed it when I was a student at SUNY Brockport. First off, I love the Mickey bits and the Chris Matthews bits. Maybe you can play the first one. Go ahead. I do have a suggestion for your pull problems. I don't have any pull problems, John. Since you've had every pull imaginable, and at times I've had the same ones over again, you should have them maybe once a week. Yeah, we can do like footy. That worked out real well for him.
Oh.
even Flea is making guttural sounds about that.
That show is horrible.
The what?
His show is horrible.
Footy?
Yeah.
How's he doing? Oh, that's right. He's got fired. Where can you find the best burger in town? He'd have to pull on for like 3 weeks, you know. The problem some of your listeners have with commercials on the replay shows depends on which browser they're using. If I listen to it on my laptop with Explorer, you cannot fast forward through the commercials. If you listen with Firefox, you can fast forward. The Windows Media Player is different between Firefox and Explorer. Hope all is well in T.O. No matter what the weather is up there, it's still a schmittload better than the weather down here. Love you, John in Lake Worth. Not today. It is snowing up a storm, baby. It is nasty. No Corvette, no other car, no cabbie to a Woodbine. I may enjoy going there, but I'm not that crazy. I'm crazy, but not that crazy. Mike says, I'm soiled myself listening to the George W. Bush PSA you just played. Makes listening to the incessant PSAs online over and over worth to hear that bit. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it, Mike. Couldn't help but do the thing about incessant PSAs on the Internet. Nothing we can do about it, okay? It's just what it is.
Actually, I've been working on that.
Have you?
Yes.
And what did you? Well, I thought you and I don't want to be the PD.
Well, I don't, but I don't want
to. Flea, by the way, is trying to take over Clarence's job, and we hope that he succeeds.
I just don't want people going crazy because it was horrible, so I'm starting to slowly fix it.
How are you doing that?
By adding new elements so they don't hear the same PSAs in the one promo that paid 4,000 times in 3 months.
Good.
So it's getting better.
Well, attaboy, I thought you were also going to get rid of the sports leader. You did a pretty good job on that for about 2 days, and then they all came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Still trying to work on that, too.
Have you heard from your good friend Dick Purton from Detroit, says the fake Larry King? No, I have not. Not in years. Still on the air. He's still doing great. He's a great talent. Oh, Brandon. Finally, a bit about those damn spots on the stream. See? Anyways, I always like how Corvettes look, but being 6'1 and about 200 pounds, I'm just not comfortable driving them. That's why, for me, I usually only will drive an SUV or a nice-sized car. A vet is just too compact. Do you ever get that feeling that vets were for, like, little people? Am I a little people? No, I'm 5'9". I weigh 189 pounds.
Yeah, and it's not like 6'1", 200 pounds is a giant either.
No. A schlepper like you can't afford a vet. That's the problem, Brandon. Oh, well, he's the manager in his orifice. Who is this Brandon? And why are you talking about blah, 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 blah? I thought I heard the Neil Rogers show. That email was hysterical. All the complaint ones are hysterical. All of them. Each and every one. Because, you know, they're listening every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year. You know that. Am I right? Yes. 783 votes on the poll. I think we can top 900 today. That would be pretty good. That would be a real feather in your crap.
Oh, yeah.
What would your critique be if Neil allowed it on the air? That is so worded so badly, Charlie B. You owe me an apology, Charlie, if I allowed it on the air. No complaints, 320. George, 88. George is number one complaint, and he's out sick today. Wait till he comes back tomorrow, Fonza. He won't care.
No.
The repeating stream/archive commercials, 80, but Flea's working on those. Not enough calls, 70. As like today, none. Too much censorship, too much joy, 65. Neil's not in Miami, 56, and boy, am I happy about it. I'm not just happy, I'm thrilled. Neil's mailing it in, 38. Too many fake emailers, 30. Eating on the air, 16. Too much slot talk, 16. And too much food talk, only 6. They love the food talk. They love it. And I do, too. And how about that George not going to Five Guys Burgers yet?
What's up with that?
He's just, he's got his own agenda. Drugs and sex.
That's it.
That's all he cares about. I mean, we gave him the assignment, and we had a million calls about it. Have you been to that place?
No, I have not.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
Is it run by a bunch of goyim or something? I mean, what's the deal with it?
The first I've heard about it, it was on your show, so I didn't even know it was there.
Well, it's there. Oh, and Rich in Orlando, the ultimate ass-kissing. I mean, Rich, don't take this wrong, but this is so silly. What a stupid poll, meaning today's poll. How can anyone complain about you or George or the show? Very easy. Not everybody's an ass kisser like you, Rich. Who the hell changed all the parameters? It wasn't you guys. It was the FCC and your corporate attorney. When I first heard you, 1992 out of WSUN in Tampa, I thought, what a breath of fresh air. See, there's another SUN guy. He talks the way we do. Mm-hmm. I'd heard Imus in 1971 on WNBC, used to listen to Stern on DC-101 in Washington in 1981, and I still had never heard a personality who was so damn funny and talked the way we do in regular conversation. You never changed, the rules did. How the hell can they call that mailing it in? Absolutely ridiculous. You're doing a hell of a job, a talk show with your mouth taped shut by regulation. Your mouth taped shut. You hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the best ad for anarchy since the Bolshevik Revolution in 1972. I'm getting my ammo from my supplier, and I'll meet you on the firing line, says Rich in Orlando. What a stupid poll. Nothing wrong with this poll. I think it's just fine.
Yeah.
In other words, Rich wants a boring show where everybody just kisses our ass. I don't want that. Ass kisses are boring. Oh, Larry, I love your show. What's the question? Thank you. Thank you. What's the question? Thank you. Thank you.
Should we add that to the poll, that people hate the poll?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with this poll. This poll is great. Oh, Adam, the fake Adam Kirshner, says Flea sounds great on the air. I wish he was on the show full time. Being from Tampa, what does he think of Bubba the Love Sponge?
He's okay.
No, that was not an answer.
Well, we have a history, so I don't really like him that much. But, yeah, he's very
self-indulgent.
I mean, we went up against each other in Tampa, and when Clear Channel, well, J-Corp at that time bought our company, he replaced me in the mornings.
Really?
Yeah.
So you hate him like poison.
He used to send us from his lawyer cease and desist because we'd use his real name, and I'd call him Flub of the Butt Spooge and stuff like that, and he got really mad and got an attorney on us.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is it a big secret or something?
I think it's, well, at the time, nobody knew that his real name was Todd Clem until he got arrested for something.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Yeah, now they do.
Well, so you're the one that outed his name.
Yeah, he didn't like that very much.
Well, why not? I mean, does anybody really think there's a guy named Bubba the Love Sponge? I mean, I know there's a lot of stupid people there over on the West Coast, but my God, how dumb do you have to be to believe Bubba the Love Sponge? So you hate him like poison.
Yeah, but I'm good friends with Brent, his producer, sidekick.
Yeah.
We went to high school together, and he actually
You're a real radio schmoozer, aren't you? Yeah. I didn't realize you were such a schmoozer.
I'm a schmoozer.
You know all the... And did you know Lasseter at all? And I haven't played Bob Bell yet, by the way. I have to.
No, I didn't know him.
He was a strange dude. Hard to get to know. An enigma. Like me. A real strange dude. But nevertheless, I'm not knocking him. I'm not talking ill of him because, you know, he did a good job ripping off my act.
Yeah, I remember one time you were mad at him, and I think you played like an entire hour of Luis Miguel as his lead-in.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean ISUN?
Yes.
I bet you he took kindly to that.
Yeah, I don't think he liked that too much.
I'm the only guy in the world who could sell Luis Miguel records in Tampa. It's a true story.
That's for sure.
In fact, let's play Luis Miguel from Now Till 2. Sounds good to me. I forgot all about that.
Ay, Luis Miguel. Play it, baby.
Biggest names.
The best talent.
This is Neil Rogers.
This is Brady Quinn. Whenever I shave my balls, I listen to the Neil Rogers 12 to 1 hour.
Real American a-hole.
Real American a-holes.
We salute you, Mr. I Believe Everything I Read in a Forwarded Emails Guy.
Mr. I Believe Everything I Read in a Forwarded Emails Guy.
There you sit in your underwear, frantically forwarding the latest electronic drivel for fear of the horrifically bad luck that awaits if you don't do exactly as you're told.
Send this to 5 people in 5 minutes so your mother will get to forward it.
No, Einstein. Bill Gates is not sharing his fortune with you. And while we're on the subject, neither is Walmart, the Prime Minister of Uzbekistan, or the widow of the really rich English guy who just needs your PIN number.
Don't forget your best name, sexual preference, and blood type, yeah!
You'll scramble through your cupboard, searching for box tops to send that poor little sick kid in Florida. Unaware that he's actually a 49-year-old ex-con in Michigan who just hacked into your hard drive and stole your identity.
Why is that $1,200 worth of foot cream on my credit card?
Go ahead, idiot. Sign that petition. Click that link. Send that corrupt file. And watch your mailbox fill up with more spam than the canned goods aisle at the Piggly Wiggly.
Ow!
So we salute you, Mr. I Believe Everything I Read in a Forwarded Emails Guy, your recently depleted PayPal account, your Guardian Angel mousepad, and your router. You are a real American a-hole.
Absolutely.
Okay, 1202 at 560 WQAM. Neil at neilrogers.com, by the way, for the emails. What, want to take some calls today, Flea? No.
No.
Well, why not?
Because we'll get the same stuff over and over again.
I'm your friend. I'm your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Ron. I'm your friend. So for those people who voted on the poll, not enough calls. Too bad. There aren't any. That's all ancient history. Not enough calls. 70 votes. Although Georgia's got 91. Come on. We want to hear some of those great calls. Brandon is back again. You know, Brandon, if you don't stop, I'm going to start getting really... I'm not going to get upset, but just calm down. Thank you, Flea, for saying I'm not a giant. See, Brandon now is starting to be one of those people who thinks the show is about him and us, back and forth, even though I never said I was a giant. Here's a good question. He says, how come they just run the same spots over the air over the radio on the stream? Or sell ads for the stream? I'm sure you're not making any money running PSA and spots saying, listen to the Big O. The stream is not a money-making proposition, is it?
They do have some paid spots, but not many.
Some what? Some spade?
Yeah.
What?
Some paid spots, but not many.
Some spade spots?
Some of those, too.
Bubba Love Sponge is, I do believe, his legal name. He had it changed. And after hearing that Flea was almost sued by Bubba, it means he's a big hypocrite because he goes on and complains how people can sue him for whatever reason. God, I hope he gets taken off the air here, says your close personal friend, Brandon. Bop, 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 beep, 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 boop, boop. But at least he responds, you know what I'm saying? At least he's sending us stuff, as opposed to the majority of people out there who wouldn't take 10 seconds to send us their very best or their very worst. So I'm a vent who's a real chronic idiot. I've been listening to you off and on again for weeks, and all you talk about is some Joe Bell. Isn't Broadcasting 101 to refresh the idea? Who is Joe effing Bell? He's our general manager, as if you don't already know. This is probably from your friend Joe Bell. What does he do? Not much. All I hear is you stomping on this guy saying,
you fairy.
So for all listeners you confuse with Joe Bell talk, and since you don't even give him a chance to defend himself, Neil, let us know who this guy is you hate. He's our general manager, you idiot. And tell Georgie to feel better. Grow a sack and earn your keep. Love and the hate, Joe. Love the five guys. Oh, it's Joe. Joe 316, he writes on there. Just all over the place. A simpleton. So I guess we get to hear Shannon tomorrow, huh? I'm going to be... Oh, here we go. Mr. Radio about Flea. I agree. Flea sounds great on the air. Can you ask him what station he worked at in Tampa? Did he work at 93.3 FLZ or 98 Rock? Tell him Brent Smart Guy for being a Tampa redneck. What does that mean?
Not sure. But I worked at 98 Rock.
What name did Lee use on the air?
Lee Daniels.
Lee Daniels?
Yeah, it's my middle name.
What, is that a phony name?
Oh, yeah.
Like Neil Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Neil, did you hear that Aero Jamaica will be canceling their service to Miami? At one point, 10 or 20 years ago, they had 7 flights a day. They'll be keeping their Toronto and FLL flights. This is indicative of the general trend over the past 10 years where Caribbeaners and African Americans in general are being pushed out of Dade County. Last year was a record for MIA passenger traffic, with most of the growth coming from Europe and South American flights. Well, so what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from Mr. Radio, Mr. Groupie. What does DJ Holiday do? I don't even know who the hell that is.
He's the production director.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
And?
I don't know. What else?
Good God. Mr. Radio. Some of you people would just know.
I have no life.
No life whatsoever.
I have no life.
Just make me want to caca. It's scary. Well, speaking of Tampa, and you well know this, having worked over there and lived there, there's lipsticks and centerfolds and the Bliss Cabaret. There's Diamond Dolls and Bare Assets in the Wild Gentleman's Club. In fact, there are, by one count, 43 strip clubs in the Tampa metro area, one for each Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And the week of Super Bowl, this one, is to Tampa's Naughty Nightlife what Black Friday is to America's shopping malls. All the exotic dancing joints have earned Tampa a bawdy reputation. The Lads magazine, Maxim, even put it in its top 10 list of best U.S. party cities a couple of years ago, based mostly on the dozens of night spots to see naked or nearly naked women. How about Mom's Weenus? Is that still there?
Oh, yeah, and the Odyssey also.
Now with at least one spot planning to have a talent in the parking lot to handle the overflow of free-spending tourists, locals expect to profit mightily through kickoff Sunday evening. Based on what we did last Super Bowl in 2001, the numbers will quadruple during that weekend, says Nick Polifroni, general manager of 2001 Odyssey, a landmark club known for the spaceship-shaped VIP room rising from the top of the building. Across the street is Mom's Weenus, a joint listed among the best strip clubs in the world by users of a website called the Ultimate Strip Club List.
Hmm.
The two upscale clubs, walking distance from Raymond James Stadium, where the Arizona Cardinals will play the Steelers, have been fixtures for decades. Tampa has a reputation for having the most strip clubs and the most girls who are a lot of fun, says a 25-year-old exotic dancer named Claudia, who left her usual gig in Las Vegas for work at the Super Bowl week here. She asked her last name not be used to save her family any embarrassment. Claudia has worked 4 previous Super Bowls and expects to make $2,000 a day at 2001 Odyssey.
Wow.
Most clubs treat the dancers as independent contractors who play a flat fee to the house and keep the rest.
That's true.
It's so crazy everybody's in such a party mood. She says it's a whole new level of everything. The clubs have been busy auditioning more dancers and upgrading their interiors. Some actually stay open 24 hours. The Tampa Tribune added a helpful feature to its website listing the 43 strip clubs and allowing Super Bowl visitors to search for such information as the cover charge and dress code. Tired of Tampa's sleazy reputation, local lawmakers passed an anti-lap dance ordinance before the last Super Bowl here in 2001, making it a misdemeanor offense for dancers to come within 6 feet of patrons. The measure got a lot of publicity, but police didn't arrest anybody during Super Bowl week. Police spokeswoman Andrea Davis says officers won't patrol the clubs looking for dancers who get too close, but they'll be obliged to investigate if somebody calls in a complaint. Our primary focus during the Super Bowl is going to be public safety, she says. Bob Buckhorn, former city councilman who pushed the six-foot ordinance, laments that adult entertainment industry is ingrained in the fabric of this community. The point of the law, he says, was to attack prostitution and prevent other crime by trying to keep men away from those places. He wishes it was more aggressively enforced. It's like cockroaches, Buckhorn says. If you don't stay on top of it, it will infect and run you over, and that's exactly what happened. For the city's promoters, Tampa's image as the lap dance capital of America is not exactly something to tout in the glossy brochures. Well, excuse me, huh?
Yeah.
When in doubt, don't tout it. Out.
Yeah, the owner of the Mons Venus ran for mayor one time in Tampa.
Yeah, and
didn't
lost.
Win. Yeah.
So we get to hear Shannon tomorrow, I guess, huh? If we tune in early enough.
All right.
Make sure you leave me a memo. Miss that. God. 801 votes on the poll. I think we can go home now. I think we can leave. Oy shmoy. Creepy Carl Rove will soon be an 8x10, receiving a 9x3 in his number 2. And I say, plunge on, cellmate, plunge on. Very clever. Not. The stuff that comes in on these emails is just, you don't know whether to scream or peel a banana. If you catch my drift.
Yes.
You catching it?
Oh, it's caught.
Well, during the break, I got to go out there and check and see if it's still snowing like a son of a bitch. So I can make my plans with a hot machine.
Anybody have a heart or a liver?
The number one problem facing sport holes today is getting laid.
I don't know. I want to touch a girl.
Yeah, it's strip joints and whorehouses that maintain confidence in your manlyhood. But when are you going to get some on your own merit without having to lay out expendable cash? Well, now's your chance with Sport Hole Radio's White Men in the Keys contest. Look for the life-size bust of Geldy's head urinal cake, made from the wholesome goodness of genuine urinal cake. While in the urinal, you'll find the URL. Then enter it on your cell. Enter username, vagrant. Password,
the badge.
Then wait for your chance to win.
Wow! Another winner.
White Men in the Keys.
On 560-WQAM.
12:15 at 560 WQM. Happy Wednesday to you. So what's the weather like there right now?
It's
sunny?
Yeah, it's nice.
Sunny, 75, 78?
Yeah, lower 70s.
72?
Sounds good.
I don't know what the temperature is here. Now, we're getting 25 centimeters of snow today by the end of the day. You know how much that is? That's 10 inches.
Wow.
Minus 5, which I think is like about, I don't know, 25, 26 thereabouts.
So essentially, we will continue to see this activity until about 8 p.m. this evening, and generally up to 15 centimeters of snow is possible through the downtown core. Once you get into Grimsby, St. Catharines, yes, a little bit more generally.
Well, who now wants to get into St. Catharines? They used to have a racetrack in St. Catharines, Garden City Racetrack, Harness Track.
It's actually 77 here right now.
77. Is it really?
Yep.
How do you know that? 77.
I just looked.
You looked at what?
CBS4 website. For the current weather conditions.
CBS4 website. Yeah. Oh. When did that all start, that crap? NBC6 and CBS4. When did that crap start?
I don't know.
Why can't you just say Channel 4 or Channel 6, whatever channel you were on? And by the way, Joe Rose ain't going to be too happy with you being on looking on Channel 4's website.
Oh, did I say 4? I meant 6.
Yeah, NBC6. That's the Joe Rose channel.
That's right.
Where they have to have like a special camera to get all of his big head on the air. What was that crap that email I had yesterday? I hate everybody. You hate all the people you work with. I like Joe just fine. I like Mad Dog a lot.
Yeah, he's great.
Who else? I used to like Eddie Kay a lot, but he's not there anymore. I liked Hank a whole lot. Still do. They sure screwed him over. So you tell me he fell asleep on the air?
For like 30 seconds.
How come we never heard that story before?
It's going to be
all the way up to minus three today, 26.
I'll have to find the audio. I think I have it somewhere.
You have the audio of Hank falling asleep on the air? That would get us a 90 share today if you could find that.
I'll see if I can get it.
Oh, God. Sounds to me like you're trying to embarrass the humper just to suck up to Joe Bell.
No, not at all. That's what it sounds like. No,
what?
Not at all. I just think it's funny.
I have Hank's interview with Will Clark where he thought he was talking to somebody else.
Oh, I've heard that, too. That's classic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I knocked it off. I got so carried away, I knocked it off the on the airline. Where is it?
I know, but I remember, I go back a long way to when the Yankees first came down here, and they had trained all those years in St. Petersburg, and what a culture shock it was for them to leave St. Petersburg and come to Fort Lauderdale with it, which at that time was where spring break was happening, you know. In St. Petersburg, you know it was happening there, Will, because you've been to spring training in that city. There was nothing there, right?
Well, I was in Port Charlotte for 5 years.
When you were with the... Did you ever go to St. Petersburg?
Nope.
For spring training, never did?
Nope. Okay. 9 years before that, I was in Arizona.
Right, with the Giants.
Yep.
Hey, how is it coming over to the American League? You looking forward to it?
I've been in the American League for 5 years now.
Yeah.
So I'm not unfamiliar with it. I'm looking forward to just starting with a new team here.
That was funny.
Now that's bad. Why would you play something like that?
That was terrible.
Oh, boy. So do you find that other thing about Hank falling asleep on the ear?
No, but I'll try to get it in the break.
Oh, that's bad. And Hank is a great guy, you know. I mean, you know Hank.
Yeah, he's great.
He's old.
A little bit.
And there were times on the ear where he was a little listless. And when they put him on in the morning, that was the worst mistake. How they could have done that. I mean, immediately, everyone, you know, those of us who have done mornings know that there's a certain energy level you have to have to get up that early, number one, and to do morning, you know, and be awake and alert and alive. And that crossover thing that Clarence came up with me and Hank, oh, that was just killer. Mm. Did you hear that?
Yes.
And it really just bugged the hell out of me because I knew that it was accomplishing nothing. Because the people who liked Hank had already been listening to him all morning long, and the people who liked me wanted to hear me. You know what I'm saying?
Hank was much better in the afternoons, that's for sure.
Exactly. We had it going, man. We had the Mad Dog 2 to 4. We had that crossover hour with the two of them 4 to 5. We had the Humper 5 to 7 by himself, and we had it going. We were kicking big smelly ass. And now we just handed the ball over to LeBastard there in the afternoon because he's not doing strictly a sports show. And you keep telling me that you told Joe Bell this a million times there to go to Joe Bell again with that email. And he won't listen. He won't listen. The top-rated shows on this station and across the street are the shows that are mostly non-sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really know what LeBastard does, but I guess, you know, a lot of comedy, a lot of off-the-wall stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Not pure sports. Not give me the ball, give me the ball. Shannon, Shannon, you know. I say Schmidt on Shannon. That's what I say. I wouldn't spit on the best part of Shannon. I wouldn't Schmidt on the best part of him if I could find it. I mean, don't these people have ears? Can't they hear when somebody doesn't sound like they belong on the ear? Just because a guy used to take showers naked with a bunch of other guys and wear jock straps, does that make him qualified to be a broadcaster? I mean, I know I keep beating that into the ground, but it just frosts my ass. Growing up and listening to all the great broadcasters through the years, my God, there were so many of them. Chuck Thompson and Harry and Mel, Ernie Harwell, Gowdy, Gib Shandley in Cleveland. There were just a jillion real, and these weren't jocks or ex-jocks. These were guys who were radio and television people. These were broadcasters, not just guys that used to take naked showers together and slap each other on the ass in the locker room, and God only knows maybe do a little bit more than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. That's one thing Al Goldstein, all his other problems, one thing he was right about, the sports fraternity.
That's a gay club, you moron.
Right. Amen. Let's give Al 2 to 4 and see how many days before we get sued a few times.
By the way, Joyce is slowly catching up to George on the poll.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, that was a late addition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my bad. I should have had you edit. Well, I did as soon as we sat down this morning, as soon as you finally showed up. And by the way, thanks for being here today because George is out sick.
No problem.
Because if you weren't here today, God only knows what kind of crap they would have sent him in. Maybe the Beast again.
Maybe.
That's Clarence's favorite trick is to put his boyfriend on there. And the Beast was okay on Friday. The Beast was with us when George was out there at Gulfstream. He was all right. He kept his mouth shut. Although he occasionally slipped some things out that I guess are supposed to be. Like the thing about the station moving down the street. I think that's supposed to be a big secret.
It is.
Well, I don't know. What would your critique be if Neil allowed it on the air? Well, Neil is allowing it on the air. That's why we're taking the poll, Charlie B. I noticed Charlie B. hasn't emailed me again to say, oh, I apologize. That was really stupid. Oh, here's the fake Adam Kirshner. I'm loving Flea. What a breath of fresh air. Ask him what he knows about Cracker Jack Harris being canned from WFLA. He was canned? Boy, he was on there a long time.
Probably making too much money.
Was he?
Probably.
I told you I was going to sneeze.
There it was, an hour later.
I didn't say which hour. Alan Israel wants to talk with you about Yahoo Messenger, about using, and I don't want to. In fact, Yahoo makes me nauseous. I get more spam on Yahoo. Oh, Mr. Radio again. Lead in mornings with Maria Stone, Harrison Dangler, and Bob Gnarly on 98 Rock.
That is correct.
Well, he's asking if he remembers Joel Tate.
No.
J-U-L, what kind of a name is that? Joel Tate?
I don't remember, but my memory's not what it used to be.
No. It's like this Mr. Radio and all these other people like him, like the fake Alice Rantel, which I'm sure is the same person. It's like they're writing a book about old-time radio. Boring. Talk about boring. Oh, here we go. You're My Bitches back. Good. I always love it. God, between the reading of Brandon's ass-sucking emails and your complaints, I'm going to go nuts again with a Jolly Joe Bell. Man, I remember when you used to get close to 2,000 votes on your polls without having to combine polls. I know they took away farts and beaded curtain, and they bitch-slapped you with a bunch of restrictions. But come on! Not too long ago, you still had an easy 1,500 votes per poll per day. You had topics and took calls and read articles. You didn't put people to sleep with your bedtime stories. Oh, I read articles, though. What the hell's going on here?
Bah!
Take the damn calls already. If you can't, for the love of God, just keep mailing it in. Flea, if I were you, I'd stay true to your name and flee for your life.
Bam!
Go talk to someone to get George on his own show, and you can be a sidekick. You can call it the Spick and Lee Daniels Show. That's catchy. Shut up, Rogers.
Bam!
Says wow. You're my bitch.
Wow.
One of my very favorite emailers.
Very angry.
No, not angry. Just fake. See, if you take any of this stuff literally, you'd lock the door from the inside and you'd never go outside again. You'd put like a little doggy door underneath and have like delivery, you know, all your food delivered.
Bah, bah.
But I think he serves a purpose though, because he's representative of an awful lot of what's there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm reading articles about how everybody is so much happier now that Bush is out and Obama's in and we got rid of the 8 years of misery, even though we got a depression going on. But there are a lot of happy people. Most of them, however, are not in South Florida.
Neil God.
Rush Limbaugh with you, my friends, on what the leftist commie pico fags call the dawning of a new generation. Well, you know what, my supplicants? I say good. Now, you're going to get a chance firsthand to witness all that I've been warning you about. They wanted Obama? Okay, they got him. And today, the market fell another 300 points. He's no friend of corporate, my friends, and that means he's no friend of mine. Mark my words, my friends, he's going to plunge us into the dank and dirty darkness of freedom and prosperity. Yes, my friends, I'm going to watch you suffer from the comfort of my luxurious mansion in Palm Beach. I tell you, my friends, a high tone like that shouldn't be serving in the White House. He should be serving drinks on a train. Hey, what are you people doing in my plushly appointed EIB network playroom?
We're repossessing all this stuff, pal. You gotta leave.
You can't do this. I'm the Clear Channel Golden Boy.
Yeah, well, you failed. Now beat it, chum.
No.
Come on,
Patzo,
let's go. Come on.
No, put that down. Don't touch me. I am afraid of people. That's why I'm rarely seen in public, you know. I'm afraid of people.
You hear this?
Yeah, yeah. Let him cry.
I am afraid of people. I'm afraid of people.
Okay, 12:30 at 560 WQM. Maybe you ought to take a poll since you can't get Clarence's job yet. Maybe you take over George's job.
No, that's okay.
You can't afford the pay cut, though.
No, it'd actually probably be a pay increase, but that's okay.
It would be?
George is my boy. I wouldn't stab him in the back.
You would stab your grandma in the back if you could accomplish something by doing it. I can just tell. I don't know you that well, but I can just tell from talking to you that you're that kind of a guy.
Wow, thanks.
Have you got a grandma? She's still alive?
No,
or?
She's dead.
They're both dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
That's a shame.
I'm an orphan. You do realize that. My parents are dead. My grandparents are dead. Most of my relatives are dead.
Me, too.
I'm like an orphan. I don't even know if my relatives are dead or alive. And quite frankly, I guess they don't care. I guess they know I'm alive because I'm on the air, you know. I guess it all depends on just how much you're into family. See, right. people give me crap because I've never been a family person, if you know what I mean. I'm not talking about, you know, married with kids and that immediate family. I'm talking about, you know, parents and your extended family.
Right.
Are you a big family person?
No, not really.
Aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, cousins?
No.
Well, that's because I'm a heartless bastard who hates everybody. You do understand that. That's what they tell me. That's what the audience tells me. They know me really well. Not. That's one of the things that I'll never, ever, I can't relate to it, and I can't even begin to understand it. The idea that because you watch somebody on TV or you listen to somebody on radio, you think that you know them personally.
Well, I love it around here because everybody's afraid to ask you anything. It's like, what do you think is going to happen? He's in Toronto. The worst he's going to say is no and call you an idiot. Everybody here is scared of you.
Oh, my God. Mr. Radio has outdone himself. This is the all-time groupie email. Fort Myers Fall Arbitron Ratings 1999. Persons 2554. Oh, my God. Number one, WAVV. I mean, this is of great interest to the audience, I'm sure, the Fort Myers ratings. Mm-hmm. But this is from when you were on the air.
Right.
13.1 share, WAVV. Listening in big band. Easy listening. That figures.
Yeah.
A lot of old farts over there.
Music for the nearly dead.
WXRK. What are these numbers? Oh, I see. 11.7 for WAVV. 8.7 for Howard Stern. WXRK. That's K-Rock's call letters.
Yes.
Well, how can they have the same call letters in Fort Myers? That's just like when they were simulcasting me in Fort Myers, and they were calling it WQAM.
You were on in Fort Myers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, for quite a while, for, I don't know, 2-3 years.
What years were that?
I would say the first years of QAM, like 98, 99, 2000.
Wow, I was there. I didn't even know.
Well, no, there you go. See, you could have been listening. Could have picked up some pointers. Could have stolen some material like Paul and Ron.
Well, not only was I there, but I worked for the company and still didn't know.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's them. WXKB81, Randy and Melody. WDLZ61, The Breakfast Bunch. WWGR54, Country. Wink 5.4, Bennett and Bunch. WJBX51, Lee Daniels.
Yeah, but that's 2554. We were an 18 to 34 year old station.
And this is Persons 2554,
mm-hmm.
Men and women.
We were number one, Persons 18 to 34.
Woo!
I know.
WCKT47, Rick McGee.
Cat
Wink,
Country.
News 39. WOST, Scott and Julie 38. WARO, Bob and Tom, only a 2.9. Bob and Tom are great, and they sure as hell were back then. That's before all the censorship started.
Yeah, and I kicked their ass.
Well, I don't take this personally, but I sure as hell rather listen to Bob and Tom than you. I mean,
sure.
don't take that personal.
I would never.
Huh?
No, I wouldn't. You weren't in our demo anyway.
Not now.
Or then.
Oh, not even back then. I don't think I was ever in that demo, you know what I mean? Oh, there's Flea's laugh again. Sounds just like the Sheik. The Sheik. And WTLQ, Don Imus in last place with a 2.6. One thing about Imus, man, outside of New York, he is always bombed everywhere they try to put him on.
Mm-hmm.
Big-ass egg, a goose egg.
And now he's just bad.
Here's one from the fake Larry King. I nominate Flea for George's job. He's a lot better on ears. See, there they go trying to start again.
Yeah, why do they want to stir it up?
Like Joe Rose says, stir it up. Why does Joe say that, stir it up?
I don't know, but did you play your electric bill?
What do you mean by that?
Your electric bill.
Oh, electric bill.
Yeah.
Don't get me started about the electric bill. Are you picking on Joe Rose now? Are you making fun of him?
No, never.
Just because he's a big-headed jock? Joe is good. He's good people. He's a good guy. He screams too much.
No, he's a nice guy.
He's a great guy. And a good broadcaster. Not a great broadcaster, a good one, though. If he was great, he would tell Clarence to bug off with those stupid guests. And if he was like the macho man that all these guys are, like Mad Dog, always campaigning about guests are boring. And he's right. Guests are a tune-out. If you announce that my guest is going to be Ishka Bibble and like 30% of the audience hates Ishka Bibble, they're going to turn out immediately, if not sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
It's a tune-out. It's taking narrow casting and narrowing it down. It's like taking a slice of pie and cutting it into like 10 smaller slices and then picking out one teeny sliver. Like Mo would say, a sliver of the pizza pie. And what did you think of Mo?
I thought he was okay on the Dolphin broadcast.
Yeah.
But
better than Jimmy Syphilis, certainly.
Well, come on.
Goes without saying, huh?
Yeah.
And? Did you ever meet him? Did you have any interaction with him?
Never met him. I didn't really listen to the show. I couldn't handle him.
What do you mean by that?
I love the bit that you play about him.
All the crap you can unwrap. All the slime all the time. Jason, you're on QAM.
This one?
We don't have any National Guardsmen because they're all fighting a war in Iraq right now.
Not the National Guard.
Pardon?
Not the National Guard.
No National Guard in Iraq?
Not there's no National Guard. No.
Right.
Come
to
on.
Which I would say that.
They were the first to go.
Now, was that the bit you were referring to that you love?
Yes.
So you never met the Mo-meister, huh?
No.
To meet him was to hate him.
When I started here, it was still the Kenny and Bo morning show.
Oh, the Kenny and Bo morning show. Now, what was your take on that? Did you go to Joe Bell right away and say, let's get this piece of crap off the air, Joe. This is the worst garbage I ever heard in my life?
I actually said that before they put it on the air.
Oh.
I said, not a great idea.
And what did Joe tell you? Stick to promotions. This is programming. Did he tell you that like Clarence told you that time?
No.
He did not tell you that. What did he say?
They said that they were going to give it a shot and see what happens.
Yeah, they were going to give it a shot. Not enough bullets in the gun, though, I guess. Kenny and Blow Morning Show. Hey, it's Robert Reaper, the Grim Reaper, Lord of the Board. When I heard Kenny Walker say that the first time, I wanted to jump off my balcony.
Kenny was just out of his element. That's a problem.
Say it again?
Kenny was just out of his element. I mean, I think he's a good FM jock for a female station.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Dork, he's a great 3x5 card reader. It's 87 because he's got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as personality, you know, Johnny doesn't have any, neither does Kenny Walker.
Nice guy, though.
Well, okay, so is D.A. Everybody tells me he's a real nice guy. I never met him, but I take their word for it.
Great guy.
But he's got a point.
Oh.
He's got no number. None. I know the signal is terrible, okay? Nobody can hear it. But just by osmosis, just by saying hello, just by making the tubes glow in the transmitter.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Was the signal the same when Eddie K was on?
No, it was bad, but not this bad.
It's gotten worse, huh?
Well, that's what your buddy Joe tells me. He said nobody can hear the station at night.
It's bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, what about during the daytime, like right now? La cucaracha, We got all that Cubano crap in the background from Fidel.
Yeah, a little bit.
You'd think that would goose up our number in Little Havana a little bit, but it doesn't work. Okay, when Flea was in Tampa, did he have anything to do with the Tukey bird? And what the hell did he do that got Joe Rose screaming and threatening to beat his ass, says Mark and Kendall?
I don't know what the Tukey bird is.
Oh, here you go, a concerned listener. Oh, you see, this is why your ratings suck. It's the same old crap. You have to come up with some new material. You're too stale. You used to be pretty funny, but this is pathetic. That's why LeBastard and Castronova will always have higher ratings. Treat people with respect. Let them talk on the phone. Quit hanging up on them. Right. I'm your friend. That's right. Let them talk on the phone. If you can't change, get out of the business. If you don't care about your job or career, how about the people you're working with? You make millions. They make hourly wage. I'd rather listen to Randy Rhodes. What's the probability that she can work at 560, especially taking your dull old spot? Signed, a concerned listener. A concerned listener, undoubtedly, from across the street. Carney says, I was laid off today. I blame you because I got caught making emailing you during business hours. Got any work? Love the show. Thanks, Carney. Got caught emailing the show during working hours. Anybody buying that? Not.
Biggest names.
Lick it and stick it.
The most anticipated premiere is here. Lost is back.
Mr. Bush, you just can't stand here on the street corner in Washington, D.C. Your presidency is over.
I know that. You know, I still have images of those days. Vivid in my mind.
Yeah, it should seem like just yesterday. So what are you going to do now?
I can't ask you that.
Really? What are you going to do now?
I don't know. Really don't know. No, I'm not trying to hide anything.
Laura, do you have any idea?
Not really.
No, we didn't see it coming.
George, you mean to tell me you had no exit strategy?
Well, I
lost the two-hour premiere event.
Okay, 12:45 at QAM. So tell me what kind of a show you did at in Fort Myers. Was it like a typical morning zoo kind of a show?
No. I mean, we played some music, probably like 4 to 6 songs an hour, and did some hopefully entertaining stuff in between. Recorded
like what?
We used to do like, you know, stuff like Boca Brian Does For You. We used to do our own. When I was in Tampa, we used to actually sell bits to ManCow.
Really?
Yeah, that guy's an ass.
Well, he sure did a big number in this market.
Oh.
Point.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's a horrible person, too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
You met him?
Yeah, because he tried to hire away my partner in Tampa at the time.
Yeah.
And we went up and talked to him a little bit, and yeah, he was an ass.
He was a what?
He was an ass.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the whole word.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Now, could we say, no, I better not say it. Ask Joyce if we can say ho. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ho. Like Don Ho. If we can say Don Ho, we can say ass. Anyway, here's one that says, any chance you can extend your show one more hour till 3 p.m.? There's nothing to listen to 2 to 3 until Leviturd comes on. Leviturd. Now, what are we going to do between 2 and 4? Like, we ought to take a poll on that. Now, some people say give George his own show, but, of course, George can't work 6 hours a day, and we're not turning George loose. Unless, of course, they offered him some big bucks, which they won't do. You know what I mean? Not your guy. How about you doing 2 to 4?
Sure.
I mean, getting all these emails saying, Flea sounds great on the air, and like that.
I'd do it.
You would?
Sure.
You could do a talk show?
Yeah, why not?
Now, would you do a sports show or like just a general show?
I would
talking
prefer,
about all the
I'd prefer to do like a general show, but I would mix in some sports with it.
Yeah, like a little bit, like dropping like a little turd, like a pigeon turd.
Yeah, the important stuff.
In each half hour. Oh, Super Bowl Sunday, and then go back to strip clubs.
Yes.
Lanny and Kendall must think that I'm 166, not just 66. Stir It Up is a Bob Marley song. No Schmidt, Lanny. That's not the point, though. That's just a line that Joe likes to use. Oh, yeah, in fact, on that Mo thing, he accused me of trying to stir it up. Isn't that what he says?
Mm-hmm.
I'll find it. It's here somewhere.
I want to give you an update of what took place just now off the air, because I think it's important you hear this.
Uh-huh.
Howard just called the radio station, Howard David, who I get along with great. He called me and...
Hole.
Saying I was trying to stir it up.
See, there you go.
My point back to Howard is don't listen.
I was trying
to
stir it up. See, that's a line that Joe uses all the time. And back when I first came to the station, I was listening to the worst team on the way to work in the morning with Joe and Gildy and Mifo. And I'd start getting the realization that there were these catchphrases, these lines that they use over and over. Like Mifo with his mailing it in and living large and oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard Joe say, stir it up, which has nothing to do with the Bob Marley song.
No.
It just, I don't know. It just leaves me limp. 843 votes on the poll. You know something? We can go over, we can do like 950 or something. That'll be pretty damn good, considering. Here's one from a longtime listener, Manny from Kendall. Oh, yeah. Manny from Kendall, my ass. I don't know why you've chosen to alienate your sports audience. At least they have something to say compared to the idiots who just call and make stupid noises. You hang up on them and that's it. It's like nobody can have a conversation with you anymore. Bring back Dave Caprita and get rid of George and start talking to your audience again, you washed up old Jew. Sincerely, Manny from Kendall. It probably is Manny from Kendall. A real retard. Oh, and Jimmy Dworsky is back. Neil, any chance of a half-price deal for a restaurant further north for us in Palm Beach County? I'm not complaining, just curious. Thank you. Well, you're welcome. I don't know. Ask the salespeople. Ask Flea. He'll tell you. He's involved in that kind of stuff. Any chance, like, in a Boca restaurant or like that?
Maybe. I'll get Duff on it.
Yeah, get on Muff. Get all over her on it. Boy, he could tell you some stories. Maybe he already has.
No, but I'd like to hear him.
Oh, my God. About Clarence was the assistant PD and how he stabbed Muff in the back and took his job. And then all of a sudden, Muff was the operations manager, and they eliminated that position. And Muff had to agree to go to sales, which you know what a hard-ass job that is, going out and pounding the pavement.
Oh, yeah.
But he's done a good job. He's done a good job for us.
Yep.
He's a good guy, I'll tell you that.
Duff's all right. Never has a negative thing to say about anybody.
That is correct. Good person. And has been screwed over badly in that joint. Oh, my God. He could tell you stories that would make you grow hair in places where it's illegal. Neil, the owner of the Mons Venus is Joe Redner, one of the few voices of reason in Tampa politics.
Yep.
He's one of the few champions of free speech and someone who's always stood up to the Neanderthals around here, says Pete in Tampa. Joe Redner, you know who that is?
Absolutely.
Well, you being the Tampa. And these people are saying, oh, it's the same old material. We've never talked about Flea being on the air or about Tampa radio or stuff like that. Ever. Ever, never.
They used to have a TV show on Public Access that was the Mons Venus. Yeah, Mons Venus show. That the girls would get naked every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock. They'd be naked on your television.
No, it sounds like Al Goldstein's old show in New York. What, Midnight Blue?
Mm-hmm.
On Public Access? Well, everybody wants to see Public Access. That's for damn sure. In Tampa, no less, they used to have this?
Absolutely.
Oh, my. What did you say?
Absolutely.
Oh. Holy moly, man. Let's see. The fake Larry King says, I like what I'm hearing. Flea doing a sports light show from 2 to 4 would be great. Good. Good, Larry. Go to hell. If he had a hand in making Youth of Predation, song about pedophile priests, parody of Youth of the Nation, that Bubba used to play a 98 Croc. Scott wants to know if you had a hand in that.
No.
No. Why would you have a hand in what Bubba used to play? Did you ever sell him bits? I doubt that.
No, not at all.
Here's one that's, oh, so I'm a vent, another idiot. All choked up, eh? The three best personalities in South Florida radio are LeBastard, Castronova, and you. Shout out to Kimba. Neil, whatever happened to Steve Stansel? Is he doing Wasserman Nissan voiceover still? I don't know, and I don't care.
He was at XM.
Huh?
He was at XM.
Steve Stansel?
Yep.
I just barely remember who that was. Get an effing topic going, Neil. Let's try a bit different approach today than your usual BS. Put the listeners' opinions to work and work on the movement, Neil. God, no, no thanks. I'm going to block him. He's just getting too testy for me. I don't mind the hate emails, you know, but just too testy. Too psychotic. Bah! Do this! Bah! Do that! Bah! 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 All the more reason that it's good to be.
Yay.
No wife. No nagging wife. No nagging mother-in-law. 60-plus years I had a nagging mother, but luckily I lived most of the time far away. And even when I lived close by, I would go like once a week. Obligatory. Tuesday lunch at Mommy's. Are you aware of that?
At the Ark?
No, I mean usually at her house in Carriage Hills, right across the street from the Ark. Did you hear that about the Ark the other day?
Yeah.
The guy calling in trying to peddle me the Ark. You should live so long that I'm going to go to the Ark. Oh, my God, the number of times that she schlepped us there. Oh, a place from hell. Whoever heard of a place where you go in, you sit down, like a cattle, and they come running out with a cup or a bowl of soup before your ass hits the chair, they bring you soup. You don't know what kind it is. You don't know whether you really want it. I'm a soup lover, too. That's the interesting part. I love soup.
Mm-hmm.
And the food, even on the Ark, no one ever ate cuisine like that. Let's see. I'm going to gather all the Neil coughs and chokes and phlegm that you spew over the microphone for us listeners to hear. Good. And use Elvis's All Shook Up, All Choked Up. Any chance of you doing math on this one? No. That's a So I May Vent again. Bah, 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 bah. Who's not even in the same category with You're My Bitch? I mean, that's entertainment. So I May Vent is just bah, bah. In addition to which, you're probably counting the number of times I clear my throat. I mean, I could reach over, you know, shut off the mic like that. I'm not like Joey Reynolds that needs somebody else to turn the mic on and off. Are you aware of that, that Joey had Bill Marshall to turn the microphone on and off?
I was not.
Well, he did, at least in his IOD days. I don't know about now that he's on overnight in 8 million states, when fortunately most people are sleeping. with that fresh new comedy. Are you all that familiar with Joey Reynolds?
No, not really.
Good. Washed up has-been DJ from WKBW in Buffalo 100 years ago who thinks he's an entertainer. Devious guy, too. The story is legendary about he and Russ Oasis conned me into going to dinner with them one night. And the purpose of the dinner allegedly was because Russ was starting some talk show network around the country. And there was never any conversation about talk show network. It was all about me trying to, how they wanted me to backstab Rick and Suds and get Joey the afternoon gig. Oh, the radio wars are hot right now. Blah, 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 blah. Radio wars are hot. Just an idiot, Joey. A real simpleton. But the business is full of them, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think Bubba's going to do in this market? Do you think he's going to give us some competition for young Ron and old Paul or what?
Yeah, I say he'll have a little bit of an impact.
Yeah.
Top 10 at least, 25-54?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Wouldn't it be something if he like kicked Paul and old Ron's ass? Wouldn't that be great? Even though you hate him like poison. And he hates you.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the business don't like you for some reason. You seem like such a benign guy, you know?
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, God only knows. In fact, even right now, who knows what kind of crap you're pulling.
It's the 1-2-2 hour. Hi, Vey.
I miss it so boring.
What's better than a live radio show every morning on TV? Well, just about anything. But that hasn't stopped MSNBC from teaming up with radio's original bad boy, who now looks like a nasty old lady.
Listen, Bernie.
Imus.
Tell that intern this coffee sucks.
Yes, every morning, see Imus listen to a tape of other people's comedy bits, live on the air.
I need a hammer to bite into this muffin. You know, somebody get me a fresh one, please? Thank you.
See his wild behind-the-scenes antics.
Hey, listen to me, stupid. I am the I-Man. You are the walrus. Cuckoo-ca-choo. Now get me some fresh coffee or you're fired.
Imus, he's irreverent.
So what's the deal with the Pope?
He's topical.
So what's the deal with this Watergate break?
He's incoherent.
I'll tell you what, that is a government president? What the hell is that? I don't know.
He's Imus and he's boring.
And he's only on MSNBC, a cable channel nobody watches, and a bunch of AM radio stations nobody listens to.
And yeah, somebody get some fresh jingle.
It's Imus.
A real pleasant guy, 101 and 560 WQAM. He made a big impact in this market, let me tell you.
Oh,
point.
Oh.
Now, what station is he on? Is he on the 850 deal? Is that it? I can't keep track of
No, he's on Wins.
He is?
Yeah.
He's on with Scare America?
Yep.
An old gas bag like him is on Scare America? Boy, that cheap channel, man, they're all over the place. Well, at least he's on a station with a signal anyway.
Unfortunately.
Now, why doesn't Beasley just buy INZ? Wouldn't that make sense, since they're going to flip it to all sports? That would be like precluding the possibility of them chopping off another chunk of our diminishing audience. I mean, even if they suck, which they did before with the Fox Sports, they already tried that a few years ago. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I was working there when they were Fox.
You were?
Yeah, I was working at Zeta.
That's when Stu Gotz was over there at 940 and Clarence was booking guests for him?
I don't know about that.
Well, let me tell you right now, that's a true story. Stu Gotz was working at 940 at the competition. He left here, went over there, and Clarence, being his close personal buddy, even though they were the competition, he was allegedly booking guests for Stu Gotz on 940.
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds like actionable to me to get canned. You ought to fire Clarence and take that job. What? Now, he's got to be making more bucks than you are.
Oh, absolutely. George makes more money than me.
George makes more money than you?
Yes.
Get out of here. No. The cleaning guy makes some more than George. So, in other words, your good personal friend Joe Bell really stuck it to you. Is that the deal?
I just know I make less than George.
Then, see, you don't want to say that, even though it's true. See, I'm all confused about the Miguel thing. Miguel was a great guy. He would fill in on this show, when, like today, when George would be out sick, he would fill in. Or when we needed a third person back in the day when we had three.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the promotions guy, and he was just liked by everybody. He was a good all-around guy, nothing to dislike.
I've met him. I like him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he got canned so that Joe could bring in his buddy from Raleigh, which wasn't you.
No.
Who was it?
Some guy named Daniel, I think.
Yeah, he wasn't around long enough for me to ever confront him.
No.
And then what happened to him?
I'm not really sure. I think he just left on his own.
He left on his own because they weren't paying him squat.
I think that's the case, maybe. I really don't know.
I don't get it. Why did he take the job in the first place if they weren't paying him squat? I don't get it.
I think he was a sales guy first.
Oh, a sales guy, huh? A sales hole.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, one thing I want all you kids out there never to forget.
Salespeople are ice holes.
Yeah. A sales guy. And then you replaced him, is that the deal?
Yeah.
And where were you working at the time? In Fort Myers?
Nowhere.
Nowhere? You were out on the street, on the beach?
I got out of radio for a little while.
Oh, and you got back into it? Oh, and I thought you were a bright guy.
I know.
What were you doing in the interim?
I was working for a mortgage broker.
Yeah?
Yeah. I caused the problem. I caused the whole bubble to burst.
Now we understand what that'll happen. Oh, we got a snowfall warning, 20 to 30 centimeters now.
The 15 will likely be closer towards the Niagara region, 40 or St. Catharines, looking at that total. For us here, probably just over 10 centimeters when it finally starts to taper off. Now, towards southeastern Ontario, Kingston, east of that, Ottawa, looking at 20 to possibly, in some cases, 30 centimeters of snow. Now, it's fairly light but steady. There's a lot. Look at Doppler
24. Oh, my God. We got a big green blob over the whole GTA, man. A big green blob.
So did they close the schools today, Len?
I would think so. Yeah. I don't know. What are you asking me? Do I have kids in school?
I don't know.
You think Paco's in school? He's sleeping, man. It's not even 2 o'clock yet.
Nice.
I'm sure he's upstairs. Party all night, sleep all day. That's the Mexican effing way.
How do I get that gig?
He's retired.
Even better.
That's his line. I'm retired. Hey, listen, it's just the way it is, you know. In addition to which, where are you going to go on a day like this? I just looked out the window during the 1 o'clock break. I went in my bedroom and I opened the drapes wide and I looked out and it's a mess. We went from yesterday where most of the snow was pretty much gone and the roads were clean as a whistle. You could eat off the streets yesterday, and now it's that. Not just snow, but, you know, the icy stuff that, oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
Now, did you ever live up north, or are you, like, always in Florida?
No, the farthest north I ever lived was Atlanta.
Oh, well, they got snow.
Sometimes, yeah.
You live in Atlanta? I thought you were white.
Yeah, I only lived there for the summer.
They have a lot of dark folks in Atlanta. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but am I right?
It's about 27%, I think, yeah.
Black?
Mm-hmm.
Not like Detroit, though. Detroit is like 97% black. Not that there's anything wrong with that, except that the white people keep moving away. Farther and farther. Pretty soon, the white people from Detroit are going to be at the North Pole. They're going to be long gone. In fact, look where they built the damn stadium, Pontiac. No wonder the Lions never win a game. Who wants to schlep all the way to Pontiac to go to a football game to see the worst team in the history of the league? They're not like the Toronto make-believes, though. Let me tell you, I just can't believe that this community is willing to put up with this. They've had mediocrity for so many years, 42 years. I know they're willing to put up with a lot, but...
advantage, 6 men to find. The score tied 1-1. The Perrier shoots it off the board for Richard. Delaval keeps it in, but handled it to Horton. And his pass for...
Let's go to Tim Hortons for a nice cup of coffee, what do you say, and a bagel.
Shooting it back in again. Bauer let it go.
Johnny Bauer, he was my favorite, man. He's still alive. He's 185. And he's still alive.
That a backhand. Richard, into the right side of the net.
It's a pretty tense affair with the score 2-1 and moving on in this third period.
On the face off, it's out the basket. Took his shot and scored! Basket shot.
This is called living in the distant past. Just like Dolph fans.
Yeah, if you ever want to hear something really bad, check out the Panther broadcast on 790. Whoever does the play-by-play?
Randy Moeller.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
Another ex-jock.
He's terrible.
One man back. Kelly over the line. Closes in. He steers it right to Mahomet. Oh, mercy. Lit out to make the save. Here is shot right to Richard. Down he comes. Three of them. Provo over the line. Back to Richard. The shot. And that's wide. And Kelly's got it to Mahomet. Mahomet is checked by Malone. Mahomet back to Bond.
Let's get hockey intensive. What do you say? Panthers are hot, man. Playoffs.
Back to Mahomet over the line. He shoots it in behind the net. Armstrong goes after.
Are you knocking silly Red Deer Randy Moeller?
Oh, he's terrible.
Malone is dumped by Mahomet.
He's no Jimmy Syphilis.
He's worse.
You see the consistent pattern, though, here? Ex-jocks. Ex-jocks. Ex-jocks.
Back for it. Armstrong to Keon. Up at center, over the line. There's the shot. There's the toe.
Gump Worsley. There's Defoe's Eddie Jackman and Gump Worsley. That's Defoe's hockey vocabulary. That's his repertoire. Ed Jackman and Gump Worsley.
Long pass for Ellis. Ellis took his shot. Harris breaks it out. Duke Ferguson ahead to Richard. Tim Bisto over the line. Closing in. Covered by Ellis. Is checked. Richard comes from behind the net. Center to wait in front. Bisto shoots. And he shot wide. Ellis gets the puck. Tears it down the ice.
See, if you live in the past long enough, you can find a year that you did good. Like the Dolphins, living in the early 70s. Can't live in the past forever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Sooner or later, you got to put a product out there that somebody can be proud of. Somebody can say, hey, this is worth paying to go see. As opposed to these make-believes. Losing 6-1 in Minnesota to a girls' team in Minnesota with that freaking Jacques Lemaire. Oh, my God. God. Nevertheless, Sirius, by the way, is back up to 12 cents.
Wow.
Let me double check. It was back up to 12 this morning. Let me take a look at it now. It could be a real selling opportunity. Sirius XM Radio Inc. Now, do you have Sirius in your car? Do you have 12 cents? It's hanging right in there at 12 cents.
Yes, I do have it.
And.
I enjoy it.
What do you enjoy about it?
Well, I like
Stern?
The music. No, I don't listen to Stern.
You like Howard
really.
Sperm?
I listen to the music because there's no new music down here in South Florida.
Amen. The worst FM in the history of mankind is in South Florida.
Yes.
The worst. Bar none. And why do you think that is? A lot of bad programmers, I would think.
Clear Channel.
Cheap Channel?
They started it.
No, they didn't start it. It was bad before they came along. Then they took a bunch of formerly good stations like She, and they destroyed them. And like Cox Broadcasting, what they did with GTR, they turned it into the Coast. So we have Slush. We have Michael Bolton and Gloria Estefan records on, which nobody, those people don't want to hear it. Wouldn't you just like to take all the bad programmers and lock them in a room, like in the conference room down there?
Yes.
And put off. Remember, like in Godfather 3, in the scene in Atlantic City in the casino?
Mm-hmm.
With a helicopter? It's a hit! Remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember much about 3, but I remember that.
Are you going to start? You're just doing this to pacify George, knocking Godfather 3.
It wasn't.
Granted, it wasn't
great.
One or two, but there were some just tremendous truths in there. The thing about the Vatican banking scandal and the poisoning of the Pope. All of these things.
All of these things.
That nobody in the mainstream media certainly wants to touch those with a hot poker.
No.
But the casting was a little weak. The dialogue in the casting. Maybe they should fear you. Remember that scene? Connie says, Michael, now they will fear you. Maybe they should fear you. I mean, bringing back, reprising lots of lines from the first two, mm-hmm. and usually none of them made any sense. But nevertheless, they can't all be, you know, it's like the shows, like these radio shows. They can't all be like Mifo, you know.
Right.
He's got a 0.3, by the way, in the morning in the book.
Wow, he went up.
0.3. Anybody who's got a number that starts with a shouldn't be on the air. I could be wrong about that, but that's just after 100 years in the business, that's my personal take. Anybody who's got a number in any book that starts with a take him off now, take him, drag him out of there kicking and screaming.
Eisner?
While spending the remainder of your golden years in the land of death, the one thing you have to depend on is your car. With Jew Canoe theft on the rise, the people who brought you a big black guy named Ben Car Alarm now bring you an old Jewish guy named Eisen.
Get away from my automobile, you big MF.
Remember when we used to boost him back at Caribbean?
Yeah,
we ought to get a bundle finish, baby.
Yeah.
The white ones are cooler.
Yeah.
Get away from my automobile, you big MF.
What the hell is that?
I object seriously to profanity like that.
Slow down, I think somebody's coming.
Get away from my automobile, you big MF. Get away from my automobile, you big MF.
Whenever some bastard tries to steal my car, I feel safer with an old Jewish guy named Eisen.
Get away from my automobile, you big MF. M-F.
Get your old Jewish guy named Eisenkar alarm now and receive a free flower antenna.
Get away from my automobile, you big, big M-F.
An old Jewish guy named Eisenkar alarm, now available at all Zehr stores.
Okay, 118-560 WQM. Happy Wednesday to you. Man, the snow is coming down up here like you wouldn't believe. Just kiss the ground that you're there for this one day. Rest of the days, spit on it. And the ground, too. Oh, Jimmy Dworsky is back again. This is one of those guys, and it's a butt-sucking email, so I'll read it. Okay?
Okay.
Neil, see, I did that just for the other emailer who's counting the number of times I clear my throat and I do all that stuff and sneeze and stuff. Obviously a big groupie.
Just don't fart.
Oh, I did. Just you can fart just so Joyce can't smell it. And don't forget, Joyce has a problem with penis and vagina.
Hmm.
What?
The words or the actual body parts?
Those were the exact words from your program director, Clarence Darrow. Joyce has a real problem with penis and vagina. Those were the words from a allegedly living and breathing person who is an alleged program director. Neil God, please ask Lee if, being from Tampa himself, he's ever met or worked with Todd Schmidt, and is he as big of a chicken hawk bastard as he seems on the air?
Yes.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, I know what chicken hawk means, but why?
I don't think he's a chicken hawk, but
no.
He's an ass.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Now, who's he feuding with all the time? Is it Bubba?
Yeah, they hate each other.
Now, why is that? Can you tell us the background on that?
I don't know a whole lot, but they used to work together over there at J-Court, I think, that they just slowly started to hate each other.
Really?
Yeah.
The Schmidtmeister, who, of course, is Rush Jr., a real Rush wannabe.
Oh, yeah.
All he needs to do is do that, and he'll have it down to a science.
Yeah,
all he's got to do is start popping pills.
They were both on 93.3 FLZ together. MJ and BJ were doing the mornings, and Bubba was on at night.
Mm-hmm. And I think we ought to start promoting the Bubba show, because it's not a competition to us. People who are going to listen to us are not going to listen to Bubba the Love Sponge, but it's certainly competition for Paul and old Ron.
Oh, yeah.
And anything we can do to damage them that they haven't already done to themselves, especially with all the material they've stolen from me over the years. I mean, when Castronova started doing the Toronto weather, I thought that was just a little bit too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to get emails. Hey, Neil, you forgot to give me the weather so I can talk about it tomorrow morning in Toronto. What a ass. -6 right now. It's going all the way up to -3 this afternoon. Snowing like a son of a bitch. 20 to 30 centimeters of snow. 10 to 12 inches of snow today. And it's just steady. I'm looking, they're showing the highways on there now.
To tell you about, at least through this area, we'll take a look through Bathurst, and we'll take a look through Yonge Street.
Nothing could be finer than to stay off of Spadina.
Well, wait till the afternoon rush starts in, then we're going to have a real jam up this afternoon.
Oh.
We'll have a look through Victoria Park.
She's saying you think you got sores, just wait.
Everybody seems to be making through okay, and through Markham Road is...
Do you know that they opened a deli back at the time when we were on SUN and doing that week of shows over there in Tampa? And we had the deli... brought us in food.
Nice.
And the deli stayed in business for, I don't know, a few months, I guess. And I kept saying, how can a deli make it in Tampa where there's only goyim? I think you are probably the only Jew over there.
There's not many.
I mean, that is, if there's such a thing as goyish heaven, or maybe goyish hell would be a better description, it's Tampa. Which is why I find it bizarre that in a place that's so full of narrow-minded crackers, rednecks, that they got all them strip joints over there that we were talking about before.
Well, they had passed a law for a while that the dancers couldn't come within 6 feet of the clientele.
Right, that was in the story that I read,
yeah.
But you weren't paying any attention, right?
A little bit.
I don't blame you.
And Redner was paying the fines. He didn't care.
Ed Monsweenus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, they tried to shut it down, but they couldn't. Supply and demand.
So all you people going over to Tampa for the Super Bowl this weekend, if you can't get a ticket for the game or get in on the inside, just go to the strip clubs and have you a great time, or just have you. How many strip clubs are there? In fact, it seems to me there's a place called The Dollhouse.
Yes.
During the week that we were staying and we did the shows there from the SUN studios when they were revamping the IOD studios and the whole staff went over to Tampa, the hotel we were at was right across the street from The Dollhouse. And that's when the goddess... Randy went over there and was looking for some dykey broad or whatever.
Hmm.
I don't think that was a good move on her part, because he already had me on the out-of-the-closet fag.
Neil, God!
time.
And I think that the Tampa audience started thinking, oh, this is a bunch of all faggots from Miami, Jew faggots, you know, like that. Which they were partially correct, but, I mean, I think they overdid it, the goddess. Not that I'm blaming her for our failure. I just don't think it was the right market for for what we were doing. You know what I mean?
Probably not.
Now, Blabo, on the other hand, he was legendary. Do you know how he wound up at SUN?
No.
Having worked at FLA before that, and then I guess he had one of their, you know, one of the several gigantic fallouts with them back when it was J-Core.
Uh-huh.
And he left, and he retired from the business, and he and his wife moved to somewhere, Bum Fork, Iowa, somewhere in Iowa. And he was no longer in the business. And so when they decided to simulcast, well, it was interesting the way that Cox Broadcasting did it, because they announced to us, oh, well, we're going to be simulcasting you guys in Tampa on WSUN. And we thought, oh, that's great. How much are we getting paid for it? Oh, well, we never really thought about that. Yeah, it's true. They tried to swindle us into going on the air in another market without giving us any more money. And whatever the total amount was, it was some, I mean, like $200 a week or some ridiculous token, you know, like pennies. And so they were putting me on in midday and I guess Phil in the afternoon and Randy at night. And they didn't have a morning show. I think I don't know what happened to Rick and Suds at that point. But at any rate, so I said Lassiter was gigantic in this market on FLA, which he had been, and I'm going to call him. And I called, I had his number, or got it from somebody, and called him in Iowa and talked him into coming back down to Florida.
Wow.
And that's how he wound up doing mornings on SUN. Which after then he left and then went back to FLA, right?
I believe so.
And then had another big falling out there, and then went to WLS in Chicago. I can't keep track of it all. You know, like we're all gypsies. Everybody in this business is a gypsy. Like you.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, where did you work before you worked on that station in Fort Myers?
Tampa. I went Tampa, Fort Myers, down to here.
Oh, boy, you talk about moving down the ladder.
Yeah.
Tampa to Fort Myers to QAM. I mean, that is really a career disaster.
Thanks.
What?
I said thanks.
You're arguing with me about it?
No, I'm not, actually.
Do you deny it?
I don't.
Tampa to Fort Myers to QAM. I mean, QAM once upon a time, it would have been like a big boost. Miami, you know, like a real market.
Mm-hmm.
But under the Joe Bell regime, I mean, you're like pretty much off the air at this point. I know I sure am.
Well, the worst part is when I lost mornings to Bubba, they actually offered me afternoon drives, and I told them to stick it because I'm a morning guy. That was a great move.
Like Hank.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I guess you never found that thing about Hank falling asleep?
No, I think it got deleted.
Oh, here's one. It says, sounds like you're jealous of syphilis and that he caught a 76-yard touchdown from David Woodley, which is the fifth longest in Super Bowl history, and his subsequent successful broadcasting career. Right. What specifically about being an ex-jock precludes one from being a good broadcaster? No, nothing specifically. There's like Pat Summerall, who was a great sport broadcaster, and an ex-jock. But in most cases, like Frank Gifford, he was a great football player and a horrible broadcaster. Horrendous. Like Jimmy Syphilis. Frank says, I moved away from Florida 5 years ago back to Maryland. I regret doing this because the winters up here are horrible. I moved out of Florida because the employment market was bleak at best with no money to be made. Why are you in Canada at the worst time of year? Because I choose to be. Because my choices are either being in Florida at my house or being here, and I choose to be. How's that, Frank? Because I wanna. I could be in South Florida right now. They would build a studio for me in my house, I'm sure, right? Everybody else on the station pretty much has got one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't wanna. I don't wanna. And you know something? Weather, like I keep telling you, you get used to it. You dress for it. Like at 2 o'clock, I got some chores I got to do, and I'll do them. Chores, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like actually putting on my clothes and putting on my heavy coat and going outside and doing crap. Doing stuff.
The best talent.
I'll survive.
How young is too young?
If you can spot the fat one.
He's the guy that makes Dom DeLuise cry. He likes to think he's number one. Blah, blah.
bigger than the Post Bible. His eyelids are the most libel. The biggest man in radio today. He plays the songs that make you sleepy. He steals material from Neil. He gives the time when the weather's looking fine. It's time to play the song again. Blabell, he's bigger than the coast. Blabell, his eyelids are the most. Blabell, the biggest man in radio today. Let's make the sun our sister station and bring the Blabell here today. And if the clap man could lose another kid, he'd have more boring songs to play. Blabell, he's bigger than the coast. Blabell, his eyelids are the most. Blabell, the biggest man in radio today. The biggest man in radio today.
133 at QAM. So Brandon says, I remember the story. Brandon this and Brandon that and Brandon, Brandon. Well, at least he knows what the hell's going on. Bob went from Tampa to Chicago to Davenport, Iowa, and then back to Tampa. And the show that you and he did together in Tampa is a classic. The audio of the show is on his site. With the dueling carts, the deli food, the bird dropping by, and the opening was the best, Bob trying to do a normal show open, and you interrupt him to say, how the hell can Checkers be the number one burger in Tampa? We had a lot of fun. It was a fun week. And the bird kept showing up every day. And then Lasseter kept insisting, I mean, not that I had to do it, but it was just he was insistent that I show up. His show was like 6 to 10, and I was going to do a little crossover with him, you know, from like 9:45 to 10. And he kept insisting I show up like at 8 in the morning. So I was winding up doing 6 hours every day. You following me or did you leave?
No, I'm following.
Oh. You don't seem too interested in that old SUN stuff.
No, I like it because I lived it.
You lived it?
Oh.
I lived it too.
Yeah.
You and then we did the appearance at that mall. What the mall was that?
Which one? West Shore?
What?
West Shore?
I don't know what the name of it was. But like 5,000 people showed up for me and Phil and Blabo and Randy. I wonder where the hell Rick and Spud were at that time. I just can't get my bearings on where the hell they were. So Jimmy D says, everyone who thinks the show sucks are failing to realize that they're still listening. Change the channel if you don't like it, you idiots, you simpletons, you quizzlings, you fairies.
You fairy.
Your show is the only thing I listen to on terrestrial. Once more, once I'm done listening, I turn off the radio. After I got sick of Howard and Bubba schmitting all over their paying customers, I shut off my Sirius and haven't listened since. Do these colostomy bags also purposely eat food they don't like and then complain to the chef? These guys should get a hobby like doing crossword puzzles, building model airplanes, or attempting suicide. I like that last one, Jimmy. Sounds good. Forward their emails to the complaint department, or as most people call it, the trash bin. Like that 80-page fax you got this morning about solving the economy, all that crap?
Yeah, that was bad.
Some of the stuff, well, you'll see. As time goes on, once you take George's job.
No.
You'll see the stuff that comes in.
By the way, I faxed you over the menu for the restaurant.
Yeah, thank you so much. I put it right here in my pile. It looks really incredible.
Yeah.
For E. Corsini.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All kinds of pasta, soups, fabulous antipasti. E. Corsini, that's our restaurant tomorrow, our Neil 50% off deal. Uh-oh. Bop. Bop. We have a fire alarm. Yeah. Is this a test or is this like a real one? Of course, if we ever have a real one, it wouldn't make any difference anyhow.
At least it's not super annoying.
It's not what?
Super annoying.
No, it isn't to you because you're hearing it like through the door.
That's true.
I'll close the door in a second and you won't hear it probably at all, but nevertheless. Attention, please. Your attention, please. This is hysterical building management. We have another phony fall or else it's a test. Beep. Beep. This was supposed to be like tomorrow between 2:30 and 3 was what it said on the bulletin board tomorrow. I'm sure this must be their test. Do you want me to close the door or does it add a little ambiance to the show?
I think it's nice.
Is it?
No.
Beep. Here's a great idea for your show, says one of the chronics. How about you and your sidekick pretend to debate a subject and the listeners will pretend to like it? Is that cute or what? Do I detect a note of sarcasm? I'm going to close the door.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Stop already. Can you hear it now?
Barely.
Just barely. I hear it. I hear it plenty loud. Bah, bah. Maybe that's for the I'm your bitch guy. Bah, bah, bah. Maybe they've added a sound effect in the building for no extra charge. Jane and Deerfield, now this goes to show you that there are people out there who just don't get it. I mean, Jane's been listening a long time, and she's wonderful and all that, but she says, I think you should stay home today. It's way too snowy up there. No, I'm not staying home. I have stuff to do. I have stuff I have to walk to do. I'm not driving anywhere. Your producer guy didn't get his name. Flea asked if you paid your electric bill. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. The news on the news, they found an 82-year-old WW2 veteran frozen to death in his home in Ohio. First of all, the guy was 93 and it was in Michigan. And I have paid my electric bill. There was a comment about Joe Rose and the way he says those words, the electric bill without the first E. His power was cut off because he didn't pay his bill. What a country. The guy was 93 and it was Michigan, we talked about yesterday. Love, Jane and Deerfield. Thanks, Jane, but boy, you're confused, honey. She's confused. A lot of pressure being in Deerfield, I'm sure of that. 887 on the pool. We need 13 more for 900 today. That would be a real feather in Flea's cap. Because we sure don't get no 900 when George does the show. George is out sick today. He'll be back tomorrow for the free food from E. Corsini. Vinny in Coconut Creek says, why the hell do people care where you live and broadcast from? They shouldn't. It's just an excuse to be negative. Just as long as you continue to make us laugh and preach to all the religious lemmings out there, can't people just let you be, for Christ's sake? No. I could care less if you did the show from an undersea cave, although it sounds like it sometimes. Just keep keeping it real, says Vinny in Coconut Creek. Thanks, Vinny. The alarm stopped. And you notice they didn't say anything.
So what does that mean?
It means that, who knows? You think I care? You think if they ever had like a real fire in this building, any of us would get out alive anyway? I don't. I got like my T-shirt and my walking shorts on. Or do you think that I would? And my slippers, my little flippers. You think that I would schlep down all the flights of stairs?
No.
To go outside in the freezing cold and snow and stand out there and wait and wait and wait, because you got to go outside to get back in the front of the building. When you get to the bottom of the last floor, when you go down the stairs, because I've done it, you wind up outside. And then you got to go around about a half a block and come back in the entrance to the building. That sucks. So I'd rather die from smoke inhalation, something more pleasant like that, than going outside in this.
Biggest name.
I think you got a point, Jane.
This is Neil Rogers.
Neil, God.
Tell you one thing, we sure learned a lot about Tampa radio today, whether we want to know it or not, thanks to Flea.
Yep.
Well, see, I didn't know about any of this crap. What a tremendous insight Flea has brought to us. He'll be back again tomorrow for the free food.
I hope.
You hope what?
I hope I get some free food.
You hope George is sick again tomorrow?
No, I just want the free food.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Especially after
Here's
looking at the menu.
Marginally interesting one. Neil, did you see Mickey Rourke on Larry King last night? No, I don't watch Larry King, and I certainly wouldn't watch Mickey Rourke. Seems like a great comeback story. You implied that you don't like him, so do you have some history with him? No, I don't know him, and I don't want to know him. He's a slime bucket. Or at least he impresses me as such. I don't want nothing to do with him. I always see him around South Beach. Flea probably sees him there, too, although not at the Deuce. What is the Deuce?
Max's Deuce Bar. It's a dive on South Beach.
Max's Douche Bar?
Yep.
What do you do there? Douche?
Yep.
And?
And drink.
Do you see Mickey Rourke around?
No, but I've seen Lenny Kravitz in there.
Oh! Woo! Now you're talking. Name dropper. See, you're auditioning, I can tell already. No, you're auditioning. Who's the biggest name dropper of them all? Hank, Larry King, or Flea? Now, did you ever eat at Joe Stone Crabs?
Yes.
Because we talked about that yesterday. And what's your take?
Overrated. Good.
Oh.
Good, but overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you have to smear the maitre d' to get seated?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
I didn't, but, you know, I went with record guys who did.
Oh.
That guy makes six figures cash easy.
Brandon is back again. Brandon, you got to cut it down. Cut it down to at least 40, 50 times a day. This will be my last note for the day, even though it's the end already. The saddest moment and most real moment I've ever heard on your show was the day you called up Lasseter to patch things up, and at the time he was like on his deathbed. That's why it was a nice little chat that you had. It was really sad to hear Bob talk. He had no energy. He was dying. And he barely could speak the words. It was very sad. So like I said, yeah, it was sad. Let's not end on a sour down note. Neil God, I left South Florida 20 years ago listening to you slowly fade on my FM as I headed north on 95. I rediscovered you on the Internet about 2 years ago, and you're still killing it. Yeah, I'm killing it all right. They're killing me. I have a life and catch you when I can. Keep up the good work. Keep the teacher. Keith. P.S. Virginia's weather beats South Florida by a mile. Virginia. I don't think I'd want to be in Virginia.
Mm-mm.
Would you?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of a state where I would want to live in. And I can't think of one. Maybe Massachusetts. If I could turn the clock back, I'd love to live in Boston again, like back when I was there in the early 60s.
Oh, great city.
Wow. Still a great city, but not like it was. No place is like it was. 898 on the poll. We're going to do 900. And George is going to be really feeling bummed out when he finds out we did 900 on the poll with Flea here today. When George is here, we're lucky to get 100 votes. We're lucky to get 20. Dow is up 185, by the way, speaking of numbers. Who's this, the White House spokesman now?
Wants to ensure the safety of our troops.
The press spokesman.
As we remove our combat brigades.
This guy is pasty and, I don't know. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that Obama would put in there.
No.
The responsibility and the opportunity for the Iraqis to do more.
He's like all red-faced and like, I don't know.
As I said, to do this in a...
He's got real hair, though. I'll say that for him. Not a bad piece.
The process began on the 21st, as you guys know, in the Situation Room. Continues today at the Pentagon. I think there will be at least one more meeting.
I'm doing that extra loud for that one guy.
That
By the way, you noticed that the fire alarm stopped, and they never even made an announcement. They never said, oh, we're sorry, this was a false alarm, or, oh, we screwed up, or the world is coming to an end, or anything. It just went, bam, bam. I really think they did that for the You're My Bitch guy. They're trying to provide some sound effects for the show. Now, that last break, check it for me, is 4 minutes, right?
Yes, it is.
Because lately what they've been doing, for some strange reason, they've been overselling, and they've had like an extra, either an extra promo or an extra spot in there. And then when I try to back time the show, it's like, oh, gee, I got to change the thing all of a sudden because I realize we got an extra spot that isn't on my log.
That would be a promo, and I've made sure that it doesn't go into that stop set anymore. Ever.
Dump the promo for this homo, will you please?
Done.
And we don't want to hear it no mo. Oh, here you go. It says, Schmidt is lucky he's not up against you. Wish Beasley would buy a station here and put you back on. Trust me, you are missed here, or so the locals say. Well, if I'm so missed there, how come our numbers were so weak in Tampa? All of us. In the beginning, it looked like we were going to make, you know, an impact there, and then that was the end of that. To Flea, wife and I went to a few 98 Croc appearances. Never got a T-shirt. Always seemed to have just run out. Got a crap load of front tags and stickers still. Scott in Pinellas Park. How do you like that? Some of your old listeners.
Ooh, in Pinellas Park.
You're my bitches back. Slurp, slurp. You know what that was? That was the sound of all the ass-sucking going on here today from your emailers. Jeez, this is all butt-sucking radio. How can these idiots breathe with their heads rammed so far up your ass? They like the aroma. Change the station, you say, Jimmy. Please tell me, Schmidt for Brains, change it to what? Which one of the other two English stations? Fat Moron Rush or More Sports? You're an idiot. You should just shut up. You're just trying to get your crap red on the air so you can get your jollies off. No, Neil, not your jollies off. Bah! Bah! Says, you're my bitch. 902 on the poll.
Oh!
We done it. Thanks to Flea's help. Aren't you proud?
Yeah, now Joyce is killing George.
Is she? Did she pass George like he was laying flat out, which he probably is today?
122 to 104.
What would your critique of be if Neil allowed it on the air? I still don't like that last part of it. And Charlie B. never apologized. He doesn't realize how stupid that sounds, if I allowed it on the air. Like I only read ass-sucking comments like that. Like I just read that other one from You're My Bitch. I read them all, pretty much. No complaints, 335, but that dropped to 37%. Too much censorship, too much Joyce, 122. Well, that's the reason the other one dropped is because we put that on late and it went zooming up there. George, 104. You're right. George got passed by Joyce like he was in a coma. The repeating stream archive live commercials, 87. Not enough calls, 75. Too bad. Didn't take any today, did we?
I'm your friend.
There you go. Neil's not in Miami, 64. Neil's mailing it in, 43. Too many fake emailers, 32. Too much schlots talk, 17. Oh, I sure missed the 17, the quarter schlot guy, not the quarter schlot guy. Eating on the air, 16, and too much food talk, only 7. So if you go from the bottom, we ought to have more food talk and more eating on the air.
Nice.
And a lot more slot talk. When a guy from Gulfstream, he was a good guy. What was his name, that Italian guy?
Don't remember.
That George was making fun of?
Mm-hmm.
When we talked to him last Friday, I should have asked him about some of the intricacies. Nobody will ever tell you, you know, because I think they'll get killed if they tell you the real story about the way that they program them and shut them down and put them on slow cook. And you're like feeding. It's like taking the money and putting it into like a wastebasket.
Biggest name.
Feeding and feeding and feeding a dead machine. Feeding.
It's Dave in Miami Town.
All right.
At 560 WQAM.
I like Bill Clinton and soggy Doritos. My fingers turn orange when I eat the Cheetos. I don't like fruit loops or cranberry juice. They make me feel funny in the anus. It's a weird feeling, really. I like the women who have their small tushes. I don't like the father and son George Bushes. I pass time by watching the Brady Bunch while eating the Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch. I use the Irish Spring, I love the lather. My favorite newsman was Honest and Rather. I wash my hands with Huggy Baby Wipes. I hope they make Blade 4 with Wesley Snipes. My life's crappy, I'm not happy. Jail is such a pain. One day I'll get out and we'll be back in charge. I am Saddam Hussein. Better than me, I bet. This blows this whole prison thing, but I do my best, you know what I'm talking about. Getting a clean pair of undies is my goal. This place is worse than that filthy spider hole. I miss emailing my good friend Sean Penn. We used to IM sometimes until 10. I do my laundry and give the guards advice. I shave my beard cause the thing was full of lice. I'm not as pretty as I used to be. I miss watching Al Jazeera TV. Oh, they had some good shows on that channel. But this is my life now until my trial. Looking like hell, smelling like a poop pile. Don't have my Stairmaster or my free weight. I miss my harem and my golden gate. I'm not happy. Jail is such a pain. But one day I'll get out and be back in charge. Cause I am Saddam.